Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE-double hockey sticks just because they've, you know, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE-double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Now, Jimmy the Intern is a wonderful guy.
Yep, great guy.
Who has the job, which I wouldn't want, of having to wade through our telephone calls every day.
Each and every day, and it gets to him now and then.
He's made lots of friends on the phone.
Sure he has.
He's also scored a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly going out with girls that he picks up on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also performed very poorly on every IQ test that we've ever taken.
Yeah, almost so poorly that we were thinking about getting him some help.
Yeah, we thought maybe he'd have to wear like a hockey helmet around here and stuff. But nonetheless, he tells us that he's applied to San Diego State.
Yeah, for a master's degree.
Yeah. In history. But he didn't know a bunch of real basic history questions.
Right.
So we got a letter from the Mensa Society. And there were a bunch of teenage Mensas from Britain who were touring the United States. And they came to Washington, D.C. to see all the junk that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent us a letter. And I think the gist of the letter was they were inviting us,
yes,
you and me, to go to a picnic last night.
A Mensa cookout.
Well, as it turns out, I was much too busy watching that car chase on the L.A. station last night. And you were busy just sitting around with your phone off the hook.
I was painting my picnic table. I was sanding and painting my picnic table.
So I thought, who do we send to this Mensa picnic?
Mm-hmm.
How about the... Well, I don't want to say dumb. That's not a nice
name. No, not dumb. No. How about the guy that scored lowest on the IQ test?
Yes. That would be Jimmy the Intern.
Because he loves Mensa, especially on the grill.
Jimmy, would you come here, please? And he has a little report. I think the guys in the back room have held him up and have sweetened it up and turned it like into a regular piece.
Very good.
And he likes to get the regular piece. Here he is now, Jimmy the Intern.
Hello.
Jimmy has also fought the battle with the bad breath on this show.
How goes that's that right. battle? How is that going?
It's still a battle, Mike.
Are you still afraid of the dentist?
As always.
Are you still afraid of the dentist?
What he can do. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, when's the last time you went to the dentist? Just real quick, when was the last time?
A couple of years ago. Oh. That was 12 or something.
Jimmy also had never flossed his teeth before, and so we got him some floss. And we also got you one of those super jazzy...
One of the Braun ones like you and I use.
Yeah. Yeah, which I still use to this day.
One of those motorized toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
But still your breath is bad?
Yes. I don't even want the test.
Do you have any pain when you eat?
No.
Really? Like your teeth don't hurt?
No, not at all. In fact, I still have no cavities. I'm sure of it.
You're sure you have no cavities?
Uh-huh. I don't feel any holes with my tongue.
When I bet you felt some holes with your tongue. You know what I'm saying, Jimmy? When is the when's the last time that you met a girl on the telephone from our show? How recent is the last time you picked up a girl on the
phone? It was a week ago.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Have you heard from that woman you brought to the donkey basketball game?
Yeah, in fact, 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes
ago. Oh, my God. You won't believe this woman.
This is, I mean...
This
one was a stone-cold knockout.
You ever watch, like, Melrose Place or 90210? Mm-hmm. It's like a girl that walked off the set of that. She came in. First off, she looks a whole lot older than Jimmy. And looks certainly more sophisticated than Jimmy.
Yes.
She comes walking, and she was wearing, like, real clothes. Not like his normal dates.
Very, very well-dressed.
And she's the type of woman that really stops all of the clamor going on around her. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, who is that woman? And then we were all amazed that she was your date.
Somebody told me it was Jimmy's date, and I practically passed out.
What's so remarkable about that,
Just
though?
Incredible, Jimmy.
Look at you, man.
I mean, you've done that.
No, I don't mean that. I'm kidding. But, look at you, man, and look at her.
I have to agree. Yeah, each time I look at her,
Have you seen each other since that time?
No.
No.
Oh, do you know the amount of work he put into that relationship?
Yes.
Someone told me that. Like, how many years have you been talking to her on the telephone?
Maybe like the first year I started working for you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, worth it, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
And do you sense this relationship getting better?
Probably not.
Really?
What did you just had a conversation with her now? What did she say?
Yeah, she has, like, she's getting, like, a boyfriend up in New York who, like, works on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's probably a fag.
Queer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably is.
You ever seen Cats?
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Those are all homos in that. Yes, thank you, Buzz. Thanks for that disclaimer.
Deuteronomy!
And how far, you told us how far you had gotten with her, right? Didn't we ask, and you know what? I remember why I asked him that. We were in an elevator. Weren't you in the elevator with me when I asked him how far he had gotten with her?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And then he gave you, like, that third grade answer or something.
Well,
like
guess
that.
What? I probably won't get any farther.
Really?
Yeah, this Broadway guy is pretty...
Isn't she a singer?
She's, like, everything. Television, radio.
I remember the answer now. The answer was second base, and I said to him, had you gotten her bra off? Had you gotten her shirt off? And he said no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. That's correct.
That's correct.
So you don't see
that
it.
Is correct.
So no future in this relationship?
I don't think so.
Are you becoming like the regular Daryl Nichols relationship now where you're a good friend?
Very bitter. No, a bitter friend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A bitter friend.
Yeah, it's like, you know, she's
got you completely intimidated, doesn't she?
Pretty much so, yeah. She's like the hottest girl I've ever been around.
Well, she's nice looking. Now, how old is she, Jimmy?
I believe she's maybe 2 years younger than me, 22.
She's younger than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all had her pegged as much older, and she didn't look old in a bad way. She looked mature.
She looks sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Always looks very nice, head turner big time, but no. Well, look at me, once again.
Does she live around here?
No, she lives in Lynchburg.
Yeah, she lives in Roanoke. Yeah, 3 hours away.
The boys here call her Bullet Train.
We have more information on this woman. You see, we live vicariously through you, Jimmy.
We all do.
Well,
is there any chance of you getting together with her in Washington before she goes to New York?
Well, she's coming back from New York now. I'm not really sure where she's at, but I don't know. She said she wants to come up as soon as possible.
You are normally so aggressive with women, Jimmy.
Yeah, why has she got you intimidated? I mean, she's beautiful. I would think this would make you even more. You know,
see, that's the problem.
More driven. She's smart. She's intelligent. She's nice.
Yes, but I'm used to dealing with girls who aren't so
smart.
Pretty.
Buzz.
They're much easier to handle. You know, the girl next door, perhaps the low-rated six.
Oh,
you know,
the girl next door, duh.
A low-rated six, you mean, on a scale of 10?
Oh, yeah.
Because she is such a higher... person
because she's like 12 or something
because
like
that on a higher level you don't pursue her.
Oh, there's no oh, trust me, I've tried to pursue.
Is that a real low number? You consider a low six to be like a real dog on your scale?
Well, see, it depends because other people's scales are different because I've seen some sevens that are some really butt ugly girls. But so, you know, like eight, you know, comes around the numbers of, you know, hey,
you know, maybe you shouldn't pursue her, Jimmy.
You know, I'm just thinking back to my experience before I was married, of course, and a six for me would have been like a beauty pageant winner. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I spent my time with lots of negative numbers, actually, to be honest with you.
Is there a celebrity, perhaps, that you'd rate a six so I can get an idea?
Who would I rate a six? Let me think about it.
Celebrity that you would rate a six.
Let me look in the TV guide and see if they've both. None of the girls from Friends.
Justine Bateman.
Ooh,
she might be a five or a four, though.
Good call, Mike. She's a high four.
She's a high four, yeah. She, at one time, was a six or a seven. She's now only a high four.
She was a six or a seven when she was anorexic.
Right.
Let me see. You know,
what picture do you
have? How about Chachi from Joni Loves Chachi? What is she? Oh, she's ugly. Johnny. She's like a three. She's a two, maybe.
Erin Moriarty?
Yeah.
Erin Moron. Erin, what's her name?
All right, so if you're saying that Justine Bateman would be a high four.
Right, I'm trying to look at I need some point of reference
it's
here.
It's tough because usually women in the performing arts.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Who else has got her picture in the? Only pretty girls have their pictures in the newspaper.
Oh, I got one.
Funny how that
I
works.
Got one. A six. A perfect six.
Okay.
Jacqueline Stallone.
on your scale, Mike. Let me see. A six. Ah, boy. Helen Hunt. Now, for me, Helen Hunt is like that's a high nine, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to a ten.
Yeah.
Men Behaving Badly, Friends, Suddenly Susan, Brooke Shields. Even though she's real tall, Brooke Shields would be definitely above a five, right?
Oh, Brooke Shields, I think, is an eight or a nine.
Oh, boy.
Yo, is this on a 12 scale that we're doing?
No, this is on a 10 scale.
10 scale, okay, that may be a good high eight.
What about Janine Garofalo? She's a four. She's a five.
I think she's better than Justine. No, I'm sorry.
No, she's a four. She's a lower four. If Justine Bateman is a high four, then Janine Garofalo is a low four.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I need some. Let me go to the phones here. Let me just get some help on the scale. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you think is a six? Hello?
Who I think is a six?
Yeah. Give me a celebrity that you think is a good, solid six. And you know what I mean by that? Not beautiful, but not ugly.
I don't know, but I tell you, that girl doesn't live in Lynchburg, I can tell you that.
Well, how do you know that? How do you even know the girl we're talking about?
I don't, but I'm telling you, she doesn't live in Lynchburg.
It's a bitter man.
Yeah, how
I
do you
think
know?
This man's bitter.
I'm telling you.
You're bitter, aren't you?
I'm not bitter. I'm a realist.
Yeah, you're bitter, and you haven't found any great-looking women around where you live.
How do you know she doesn't live?
It really doesn't matter that much, but I don't suppose she works at a tennis place, does she?
Does she work at a tennis place, Jimmy?
No.
Freak.
Jimmy and his usual relationship with the callers.
Defensive mode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got the perfect six for you.
All right, who's the six?
Jodie Foster.
No, listen, I've seen Jodie Foster all fixed up, and when she's really fixed up, Jodie Foster, at least on my scale, is a high seven to maybe an eight.
I think you're right. When she really, I thought in Silence of the Lambs she looked really
good. I saw her in Larry King where she was all made up, and she looked so good. Hello?
Yeah, I got a perfect six.
Okay.
Okay, from ER, you remember Sherry Stringfield?
Oh, you're insane.
The blonde.
That's a seven.
You think that's a seven?
Eight, yeah,
see,
yeah.
I think at least
she's
a seven.
Eight,
yeah.
She's higher than a six.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Hillary or Chelsea?
All right, listen. First off, Hillary is a mid-three. Okay? And Chelsea, I would say wait on Chelsea.
Sure.
I think that Chelsea has the potential to be a solid five.
What are you laughing at? I'm serious.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, let me give you a woman's point of view on who I think would be a good six.
Very good.
Give me a solid six.
Caroline in the City.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Oh.
Come
That's
on.
Perfect. Caroline in the City is a seven.
Oh, no way.
Hey, hold on a second.
Caroline in the City is a six.
Guys, what are you looking at? Just the face?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Think about her body.
The body is also a six. I think she's a pretty... You don't think the body for Caroline in the City is a seven.
Did you see the pictures of her in TV Guide doing her aerobics?
No, I didn't. I don't read it. I don't read it like a magazine like you do.
I can't help it. I do.
No, I'm with this lady, though. I think she'd be a perfect six.
She's very pretty, but she's not threatening. I think she's a six.
And everybody's got their own subjective scale, but from my mind, we still haven't found the perfect six.
Okay, let's keep... Are we going to keep hunting?
Yes, hi.
Okay, here are the two older sixes that would be great. Dr. Crusher from Star Trek.
Oh, no. Oh. No. She's an eight, man.
Oh.
I saw her in person at the convention. She's an eight. But here's,
she's an eight because I love Star Trek, okay?
She's a solid six. I did see she is very good looking in person.
Give me a young six. Give me a young six.
B. Arthur?
Oh, no. No, you're negative numbers.
Not even funny. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
Give me a six.
Julia Roberts.
No way.
All right, now,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, hey, no, come on.
Listen, for my scale?
No.
Yeah, she's a big dog, man.
No,
if
not a six.
Good looking.
I don't think she's good looking.
She's an eight. She's at least an eight or a nine.
She's maybe naked. She's a 6'5".
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
Okay, listen. Well, these quotes are just like a-holes. Everybody's got one. Right? Yeah. Everybody's got an opinion. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I got a perfect six for you.
See, we can just find one six that we all agree on.
Even the boss.
Even the boss. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, I have a perfect six for you.
Yes.
Tim Taylor's wife.
Oh, no.
No. She's too old. First off, she's too old to be included in this.
Whose wife?
Tim Taylor, Tool Time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Patricia Richardson.
How about...
Besides, she got big saddlebags. She has a big ass. She does. Hello.
Hello.
She would be below a six. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, give me a six.
Off of Friends, Courtney Cox.
No way. All of the Friends girls are way over a seven.
Yeah, yeah, over sevens.
Even the Smelly Cats girl.
What about Julie Louis-Dreyfus?
There's an eight, baby.
That's an eight, yeah.
Hello?
Don Mike.
Yeah.
What's Cindy Williams when she was on Laverne and Shirley?
Cindy Williams is a two, man.
Boy, you're giving her a lot of credit.
Maybe now.
Giving her four extra points.
She's a two.
Thanks.
And she will always do good as long as she's compared to Laverne. Hello? Lenny and Squiggy turned me on more than she did.
I give Lenny and Squiggy sixes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, the girl from the Drew Carey show, not Mimi, but the other girl, his friend.
You know... She's close to a six.
Well, you know what? Maybe I've got a six, maybe. What about Ellen's friend?
Ace? Ellen's friend with the cleavage?
No, not her real girlfriend.
Oh.
Her friend on the show, yeah, with the
cleavage.
That's all she's got going for her. She's kind of...
The cleavage would get her into a six.
Yeah, but that face... See, if you rated her just on her face, she would be a four.
Yeah.
But she has a real nice cleavage. Mm-hmm. So, all right, maybe we don't agree on
that. And just like the Drew Carey lady, you need somebody more famous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Give me a six.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Sixes are tough.
No way. See, I told you. Hello, Donna. Of course they're tough. Hello.
Hey, this is Bob K. from Sacramento.
Yes, Bob. Give me a six.
A scaling down to a six. She used to be an eight.
Who?
Daryl Hannah.
I think Daryl Hannah is definitely working her way down into the six territory.
See, but the thing is, I wouldn't have started
the second grumpier old men movie.
I wouldn't have started her at a high number, though.
Yeah.
Even back in Splash, I wouldn't have given her a high number. She was a seven maybe then.
Yeah.
She's worked her way down to the five.
Still, the fact is she's scaling down.
You know, I
all
defy
right,
you to
agreed,
watch...
my friend.
Watch a Daryl Hannah movie where she's walking, squint your eyes so you really can't see her, and you'll think that that's a guy walking in direct.
All right, listen, we have not listened yet to Jimmy's tape, nor have we found out more about the mystery girl, so let's take a quick commercial set. We'll come back, and maybe we'll find out the definitive six.
Okay, very good.
Oh, Rob... This shows you where Rob's coming from. Rob's choice for a six?
No,
Jane Curtin.
Jane,
the mind of Speedway. Jane Curtin.
Jane Curtin. What the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you, Rob?
I grade on a curve.
You want to talk about saddlebags.
That's a hell of a curve.
Yeah, but that's
a hairpin curve.
Jane Curtin, she's like all cottage cheese, man.
Yeah,
Jane Curtin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, from the mind of Speedway. I think I have a six that maybe we can all agree on.
Very good.
First off, I thought Tori Spelling, maybe. That's not my final choice, just a maybe.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Tough for me to get her out of the fours and fives.
Yeah. Well, again, don't look just at the face.
It's hard not to, though.
Look at the whole body, Mike.
Look at her oversized face.
Okay. Holly Hunter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, maybe
Holly
six,
Hunter,
right?
I think,
all
a perfect
right.
six.
Now, I think Alanis Morissette is too ugly to be a six. Alanis Morissette's maybe a three.
I think you may have aced it with Holly Hunter.
Well, wait, hold on. I got Helen Hunt as a 10.
Mm-hmm.
What about Katie Couric as a six?
Excellent six.
Good call.
Okay, so well, I agree on Holly Hunter, and I agree on Katie Couric.
And on that scale, maybe Holly Hunter is a high five.
You
if,
think so?
If Katie Couric is a six.
Katie's on her way to five, though. She looks pretty badly.
Yeah. Well, getting up in the middle of the night, that'll do it to you.
Sure, right? Absolutely. I think Katie Couric a perfect six.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You know, I could do a whole show with people just calling in with women's names and mm-hmm. rating them, evaluating them 1 to 10.
And, of course, we mentioned Jane Curtin. And whenever you mention Jane Curtin, you have to mention Lorraine Newman. A good solid three.
Flat as a board and easy to screw. No, Lorraine Newman is a one.
A one?
A one. A one hoping to be a two someday.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Radio God.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a good solid six for you.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis, man.
Much as I think she's a hermaphrodite, I would still rate Jamie Lee Curtis above a six.
Yeah, if you want to see her and find out why she's above a six, go rent the movie Trading Places.
Yeah. You could almost see her thing. You know, she's got a thing, like guys. She's got a wet thing. Hello, Don and Mike show. In case you're just tuning in, I had quite the ordeal with my wet thing during this week, but I came clean about it today.
We had no idea that even during the Ocean City broadcast, you were in agony.
That's why I had jeans on. Hello?
Hi.
Give me a six.
I got a six for you. Tisha Campbell, the wife of Martin Crazy.
Deranged.
No, listen, I would rate her a seven, my friend.
A seven?
She's cute.
Yeah, she's out of the sixes.
You think so?
She's real cute. You know who's not, though?
Who's this?
Do you remember This is just from Mike,
right?
Because we used to really be fond of Susan Rook when she was an anchor lady on CNN.
Yes, Susan Rook, right.
Okay.
She's plumped up real good.
She's gone down to she's under a three.
She?
Well under. As a matter of fact, she's down in Lorraine Newman territory.
She's big and huge, man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
She's like Delta Burke huge, and she used to really be good looking. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
How about Daphne from Frasier?
Daphne from Frasier, a six.
Seven.
Yeah.
High four.
High four.
Again, check out the body of a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
It's the accent that turns you guys out.
I don't think brings her up, definitely.
She's got some animal attraction.
Well, maybe for you.
Maybe for you. I would do Niles first.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
I don't like you. I'd do Frasier's dad first.
Oh, my God.
Right there in his walker. Hello.
Dear.
Hello.
Hi. Give me a six.
I've got two of them, actually.
Yeah.
Kelly McGillis and what was Tom Cruise's wife, Mimi Rogers?
I think Kelly McGillis might be six material.
I think Kelly McGillis could be a good, and I think Mimi Rogers is a good six.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jamie Lee Curtis higher than a six? Are you crazy? That's a man, baby.
I would agree with you. Hello, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The search is over. Eileen Cunningham.
Aline Cunningham.
Funny. Like she's not double digits.
Thank
Hello.
You. Thank you very much, Don.
God, my show. Hello.
Jenny McCarthy.
Listen, Jenny McCarthy, strictly body-wise, is a seven.
She's an eight or a nine.
Oh,
what do you have? Rob
Jenny McCarthy?
Listen, go figure. Rob Spiewak has Jenny McCarthy as a three, but Jane Curtin as a solid six.
Because I go for the mind. I tell Jenny McCarthy to shut her mouth. I'm sick of seeing her.
Oh, she's pretty, though.
Don and Mike show.
She's pretty.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, a six.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about another one? What about Juliette Lewis?
Pretty close to a five.
And Sarah Jessica Parker, you know what? She's too muscly for me to
she's
be a
gotten,
six.
She's gotten worse too.
Yeah,
I think that might.
On my scale, she'd be a nine. I love that woman.
It's total subjectivity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Ned Campbell.
No way. She's way higher than a six.
Rob's giving her a ten, but then again, he liked Jane Curtin.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I got a perfect six.
All right.
Joni from Happy Days.
No, I already sent her, and she's like a two. Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson or the chick from News Radio.
What?
I will give this. Gillian Anderson, yes. She would be a solid six for me. Nothing real special going on, but... But then again, you wouldn't be ashamed having her out with you.
I got a six. Maybe an eight. Maybe an eight. Ooh. Mimi from Drew Carey's show.
Don and Mike show. Oh, this is the Elephant Man? Hello.
Dog, I've caught a six for you. I'm not an animal.
Look, unless we can come up with something better, we're going to go with either Katie Couric or Holly Hunter. I think.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Don Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Melissa. I've got a great six for you. Elaine Boozler.
Oh,
no.
Lorraine Newman is hotter than Elaine Boozler.
Elaine Boozler says she's in fraction.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hello, Don.
Dow wow. Somebody called a dog catcher for her, man. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Elaine Boozler. Yes, hi. Who's your six?
Janine Garofalo.
No, we already mentioned her.
We already discussed her. She's below a six.
Below
a six. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got either Joyce DeWitt, TV's Janet, or... Becca, who had the potential to be a nine, but has really turned out to be a six.
Joyce DeWitt, too, has fallen out of system.
Yeah. Joyce DeWitt is there in Jane Curtin land, okay? Is that what I'm saying? She's rubbing that stuff on her butt to, what's that cream that's supposed to take away the pounds?
Pound away.
That something, I don't know. Hello. Isn't there always some cream that's coming out that the FDA has not put their approval on? You're supposed to just rub it on. It's supposed to make the cellulite go away.
And there's a 90% chance that Pat Boone will sell it.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello?
Who's your six?
Gwen Stefani.
No doubt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's three territory, man.
That's three? Oh.
That's the land of the threes. Hello? Don and Mike.
What about Sigourney Weaver?
She's Miss Four. At least,
yeah. There was a time when she was a six. Yeah. She had some six potential.
I tell you what, when she's got that shaved head, she's down there in the twos. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
There's a movie, The Year of Living Dangerously, where she's a six.
How did we get on this topic?
Six or a seven.
We were trying to rate your girlfriend, the girl in Roanoke that won't do anything with you. Is that how we got on that?
Yeah, and I said, what do you rate it as a six?
The girl in Roanoke is, I think, a 10.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Listen, I'm going to really floor you here. I think, like, Ellen's a 5.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. Listen, again, you know what I say to you guys? Stop and look at the body. Look at the body. I've mentioned this before.
You said that you're using the same thing you used with Tori Spelling, which is look at the body.
All right, well, then if Tori Spelling is a 5, then Ellen's a 4.
Okay.
But Ellen's got a pretty good body. But that face, man.
Oh. You know, we both said
like one of my wife's handbags.
When she made out with Larry Sanders.
She has some sexuality.
There was sex appeal there. There was. I can't doubt that.
Hello?
Got a mic?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Marley Matlin?
7.
I mean, who's that? That's not the one who's
the
married to James
lady?
Carvel, right? Are you talking about the deaf lady?
Yeah, she's a deaf actress.
She's 6.
She was a 7, though.
Mm-hmm. When she could hear.
Oh, my God.
You know who's going to be offended by that comment? Deaf people. And they can't hear me anyway.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Give me one more. Give me 6.
Don?
Yes. Hello.
How about Jewel?
Oh, Jewel's an 8. Jewel's a 7. If she gets her teeth fixed, she's an 8.
Yeah. I think she's an 8 anyway, because I think the snaggletooth adds to the allure.
Like hello. That. Well, that's just you again, Mike.
I know. There's something about it, because it takes that perfect little face and says, look, I have a flaw.
A huge flaw. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I think I have some 6s.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Listen, on a good day, she was a 5, maybe. Give me another one.
All right. The redhead Beth from News Radio.
She is, let me tell you something, she is so unattractive, so unappealing.
Even with the body?
She's in the land of the ones.
You know what she is? She is Lorraine Newman with a good body. That's what she is.
Yeah, she's playing ping pong with Lorraine Newman and Jane Curtin.
They're playing ping pong on Jane Curtin's ass.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Can I also say hello to Buzz?
Hello to Buzz?
I'm the Buzz groupie.
Oh, gotcha.
Hi.
Hi.
There he is. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye. Last call on this topic, really. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got a number 6 for you.
Yes.
How about Tootie?
Back to life.
Yeah.
All right, very funny.
And of course, Mindy Cohen, she's a number 2.
You know, we're trying to have a serious discussion here, and I got that though. She's a number 2. You're on the air.
Oh, I was just calling to say I hope that you do this rating of women again from a women's perspective.
How about rating of men?
Well, that would be boring, Mike.
See, I was expecting that call, but you like the rating of the women.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear what men think is attractive.
I think there, in men's case, there are only 10s and 1s.
And I see nothing but 10s in this room. You know, and if you're really curious about it, maybe you could come down here and we could eyeball you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I have been told, no, not Jane Curtin.
Who's the celebrity?
I've been told Natalie Wood.
In her day, she was in the 6th range.
Yeah, but now.
Come on. Hey, God, guys.
Get real, guys. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. All right. One more line has been on hold, and then we'll listen to Jimmy's tape. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Got a 6 for you.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
No way.
9 trophies.
Listen, Kathy Lee is a strong 8. And she might even be a 9 if you could, like, shut her mouth. You could give her some operations. Or
you got to remember, Don's got the hots for Kathy Lee.
I'd say 9, 10 years ago, a 6 now.
You should have seen her the other day on that show.
Well, on the workout video.
She was wearing a dance skin the other day in the Reebok Sports Center with the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know who's a real solid, too, though, is Sally Jesse Raphael.
No.
As long as I was just thinking about a TV talk show.
You're giving her a 2?
Yeah.
What does she get the extra point for?
I like her glasses.
Oh, okay. Very good. Knew it had to be something special.
All right, here now is Jimmy the intern, the most gifted member of our staff on all the IQ tests we've taken.
Sure.
So we sent it. We thought it'd be funny to send the most gifted guy from the show to a Mensa picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And now here he is with his very first assignment for the show. Here is the anything you want to tell us before we roll your bit here?
Well, I went there as an ambassador to the show, but it sort of turned out for me being an ambassador
for the show.
Did you try to be funny?
No.
Good.
Good man.
All right. So you went there trying to be an ambassador for the show, and?
I turned out becoming an ambassador for the America, and it went really bad. I mean, these kids surrounded me. They pummeled me with questions.
Don,
Yes.
I don't think there's any real need to try to understand what he's saying.
Okay, okay. Let's roll. Charlie Broy has Mensa.
All right, here you go. Here it is.
Jimmy, what? I talked to some of the Mensa people, and Charles Broyhill could be Mensa.
All right.
We're going to have to pursue that.
Thank you. Hold on. Well, he's done great on all our IQ tests that we've taken.
Yes.
Hold on. Here is Jimmy the intern filing his report.
As a young radio professional, I take great joy in meeting people of all types. I enjoy folks like myself. But also, it's a thrill to meet those who are different. Different people, like young brilliant Mensa members from Great Britain's Junior Mensa League at their summer barbecue.
I'm Alice.
Are you a student of history, Alice?
Yes, I am. I'm taking it for GCSE.
In a fist fight, who do you think would win, George Washington or King George III?
George Washington. He probably had a healthier diet.
Hi, and your name?
My name's David Heathcote.
David, are you one of the fathers of the many Mensa people that are here?
Perhaps even the grandfather. I'm the principal party leader.
Was it Mr. Methan?
What do you think of Benny Hill?
Benny Hill, well,
he's a good question.
Comedian that I think is far more popular in America than he is in England.
How would I go about being anointed a knight?
Anointed a knight? Well, I think the first thing you'd have to do is marry Princess Diana. I understand she's available at the moment.
I could get her.
You could perhaps get lucky.
I'm Laura.
Laura, what's your boyfriend's name?
I'm George.
George, and where are you guys from over in Britain?
Near Canterbury.
Canterbury? Listen to me butcher the names in there.
Let me just give you a little background.
Canterbury.
Jimmy went to a Mensa picnic. They had a bunch of Mensa students from Britain who were coming over to see the United States.
Uh-huh. What did you call it again? Canterbury, where's that?
Like the egg, Canterbury.
Canterbury.
Jimmy.
Laura?
Laura? It's a good thing you're good in bed, man. That's all I have to say.
What's your boyfriend's name?
I'm George.
George, and where are you guys from over in Britain?
Near Canterbury.
Canterbury? Listen to me butcher the names of their city. Is that Canterbury? So anyway, so you guys are a boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together? 2 days? You guys be able to see each other when you get back to the country?
No.
Well, that sucks.
Was she cute?
How do you feel about that?
Well, she wasn't.
Huh?
It's a good thing that you are good with the ladies, because there's no conversation on a date with you, is there, huh?
Canterbury! Canterbury!
So this is just like a quickie. Like a two-dayer. Guys, suddenly there are a lot of what looks to be 17-year-olds who are here with belly shirts. What's your name?
Helena.
You know, you look amazingly like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Do you know that?
Vampire.
Like a vampire? No, not like a vampire, like the Slayer. So, where are you from?
I'm from London.
And you're single?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
15.
Damn.
What's his name? I'll give you an American dollar if you tell me.
Hey, that's better than your British coinery. Coinery?
Coinery. You British coinery.
This is a birthday party for me.
You're coinery. You're in Cadbury.
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 You coinery.
Coinery. Where'd you get coinery from?
Coin. Plural of coin is coinery.
All right, very coinery. Good. Very good British.
What are you guys at, pounds? No, see, that's like a pound. Excuse me. But that's like a weight. And you're from Scotland?
Yeah.
And where are you from?
Kirkcaldy.
Is that anywhere near Edinburgh?
Closer. I just wanted to say that in England, we play football by kicking a ball with our feet.
Jimmy, were you doing that thing where you asked the questions talking into the microphone and then kept the microphone there while they were answering you?
A mic technique that was honed by Larry Bud Melman on the David Letterman show. Remember that? They would have him out somewhere and ask somebody a question. He would never give them the microphone to answer. Is that what you're doing, Jimmy?
I tried to put the microphone in their faces. They were somewhat afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. I'm not. The host of our show, my boss, is a huge football fan, loves it to death. What would you have to say to him about American football?
I was definitely...
Do you think an American team can beat a British team? No?
Came from our country first.
So, like a good rugby team, you think could beat the Washington Redskins?
Easily.
That's a good question, Jimmy. I'm proud of you now.
Handily.
Are you mocking their speech there?
Handily.
Making fun of the Mensas. Way to go, Jimmy.
Your coinage.
Coinery. Easily.
handily.
If we only have enormous armor.
Sure, their IQs may be high, but that doesn't mean they know jack about football. In any case, it was a fun evening, and educational. As a matter of fact, I didn't see a single rotted British tooth all evening. Take that, Austin Powers. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Jimmy the Belligerent Intern.
I didn't see a rotted British tooth all evening.
Coinery. Your coinery.
Get out of here.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye. Bye, Jimmy.
Great report.
Your coinery.
Your coinery. Handily. Jimmy, making fun of the Mets. Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Joker. Are those live rounds? 7.62 millimeter full metal jacket. Leonard, if Hartman comes in here and catches us, we'll both be in a world of shit. I am in a world of shit. Left shoulder, right shoulder, lock and load. Order, this is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. Are you animals doing in my head? Why is Sergeant Pyle out of his bunk after lights out? Why is Sergeant Pyle holding that weapon? Why aren't you stomping Sergeant Pyle's guts out?
Sir, it is the private's duty to inform the senior drill instructor that Private Pyle has a full magazine and is locked and loaded, sir!
Now you listen to me, Private Pyle. And you listen good. I want that weapon. And I want it now. You will place that rifle on the deck at your feet and step back away from it. What is your major malfunction, numbnut? Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention when you were a child?
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting in black and white as an infinity cost-cutting measure. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my wet thing is better.
Really?
Yes.
Your wet thing? You were having a problem with your wet thing?
Well, I didn't talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Man, that just stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, then I have achieved my objective.
Your wet thing.
Yeah, I had a problem with it. But it's okay now.
Would you care to elaborate?
Yes, now it's going to be tough to explain.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you know what made me think about it? That was, I was just talking with Buzz.
All right.
In the bathroom. About Buzz's butt and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're all falling apart.
And yes. I was telling Buzz, I was saying, hey, listen, I think it's really great that you've been so open about, you know, your colonoscopy and everything
coming up.
And then I thought, well, I do have a little medical situation that I didn't talk about.
Wow.
Well,
really?
Yes. It happened last weekend.
Well.
Now, let me describe this very delicately.
You weren't at the beach, at the beach
oh, no,
in the water, were you?
No, okay. But it involves my swimming trunks.
All right, sure.
I had a pair of swimming trunks on.
Yes.
And you know how the front part of your swimming trunks, they have like that mesh material?
Yeah, the little pocket in there. They're what separates swim trunks from regular gym shorts.
And right. it goes over the whole front crotch area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little pocket in there.
No. The ones that I had, it wasn't a pocket. It's actually the front of it.
the whole front of the bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of bathing suit? Like a panel.
Yeah.
Like a mesh panel.
But anyway.
You put your legs down through it, right?
Yes, of course you do, right. But it's got a spot right over your privates.
Right.
Where there is some of that mesh material.
Sure. The mesh is like it's like a brief inside the shorts.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I got in the car after being out on the beach in the water and everything.
Right.
And I got a small car. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And, you know, I'm not a small man.
Right.
You know, and if you want a size ratio, it's Drew Carey, man. That's it. I mean, he weighs the same as me. Every time I see him on TV, I say, that's me, man. Except, unfortunately, in my case, Drew Carey's better looking than me. So picture Drew Carey getting into a very small car.
You got a better haircut, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a bald spot.
Yes, he does.
But he has those thick glasses.
I think he does have a bald spot. He's
really
got blonde hair, so you probably don't notice it.
As big as an egg?
I don't know how big it is.
And I think mine's getting bigger, too. But anyway, that's another problem.
Yes, so you're getting in your car.
So I get in the car, and the swimming trunks, mm-hmm. as I'm working my way into the seat, they're getting tight.
Okay.
They're tight, and they're pulling against my front crotch area.
Wow. As opposed to your back crotch area.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I need?
I know this is very, obviously
music.
It's very difficult for you to talk about.
Yeah.
I think you need music.
I need a paper towel.
Okay.
I need a paper towel to demonstrate.
Okay.
Can somebody grab me a paper towel?
Right. You know, I'm always trying to think what you're talking about.
There's right? no way. Yeah. Listen, and I don't know how
to ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there agony involved?
Yes.
Wow.
Agony that lasted for many days.
Oh.
And I've been silent about it until now.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. So, you see, like on this paper towel?
Yes.
This is much like the material inside the front of my bathing suit. You see all the little holes there, all the little perforated holes?
Yeah. Yeah. The, right. The only difference would be they wouldn't be filled like that.
Right. Though, right? So, right. I'm going to poke some holes. Like, these would be the air holes.
Right.
Okay, in that little mesh part in the front of my bathing suit.
Gotcha.
Well, okay. On my Johnson, okay, the, you know, on this part.
Yes,
okay.
On the very end.
Right, okay? That was pressing against the mesh to such a degree that when I took my pants off when I got home, I thought, ow, hey, my thing hurts.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened was, it's like you see on this right here, if I push my finger like this on this, you see how the skin kind of comes up in little holes there?
Yes.
Here's the little holes?
Trapped
yes.
a little bit in the mesh.
What, yes. What happened was I ended up with, I swear to God this is true.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Has to be. I ended up with like 15, 17, what looked like very small pimples.
Right.
On the end
of
my best friend.
And because of the incredible pressure.
Right. And this happened.
Because you were jammed into that car seat. And,
right.
and what would happen,
the suit was wet.
And it rode up on you, causing the mesh fabric to tighten.
Now, as I am driving, as I am driving and feeling this, I'm thinking, well, I can't get out of the car and, put my hand down the front of my pants. And I also, because they're riding up on me and they're wet, I couldn't do anything until I got home. Now, I got home, and I took my pants off, and I went, oh, my God. You know, I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if something bit me in the
like maybe
water.
Sea nettles or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Jellyfish.
Exactly.
I didn't tell anybody about this.
Okay. Jaws!
I told nobody about this.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't know about this.
Maybe
nobody
you had some
about.
Kind of fishy swimming down there.
No. Yeah. It's from the mesh.
Right.
It's from, just imagine the incredible pressure. And it was a 20-minute ride.
Was there a great deal of pain, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was an incredible amount of
pain.
Well,
you're very sensitive there, nerve endings and such.
We'll say who isn't.
Sure.
So what it was like, if someone had something mesh, I could really demonstrate this. Do you understand what I'm saying? That
I know exactly what you're saying.
Pushed through.
There
and
was so much because of the angle and the pressure. Yeah.
And listen, because I can't help it.
And the length of time.
God was good to me down there also. So all of those combinations led for a very painful last 6 to 7 days for me.
Because of the length of time, obviously, that's why the marks were so deep and permanent.
Yeah.
Did you feel pain at the beginning? I mean, I'm wondering whether...
Felt uncomfortable.
But you didn't feel the need to adjust?
No, this is what I'm saying.
It all could have been averted with a simple move to the left or right.
I'm driving in the car. They're tight on me to begin with.
Right.
They're wet. And all I'm thinking is that, like, it's rubbing up against something in there. Maybe I felt like at the time, like, maybe I had some sand
sure.
in my bathing trunks, and I thought, well, this would be okay when I got home. Well, when I got home,
I have another question.
I took a look, and I go, like something out of a movie down there.
Is there a chance that initially the sensation was not altogether unpleasant? Perhaps that's why you didn't adjust. You didn't feel the need to adjust.
Perhaps, perhaps, Mike.
Oh, dear.
I'm very easily aroused. You know
well,
that.
You would,
I can't help.
You know, we're fresh on the heels of you talking about your story with your mesh in the waves when you were out in the water.
Yes, but
when you had that little problem.
In that case, mesh was my friend. In this case, the mesh was not a friend of mine.
So how long has this been going on?
This happened to me last Saturday.
You're better. You're better now.
Yes, and if you don't think that first 3 or 4 days was not crazy, looking down there, you know, it's in.
Oh my God!
You know, it looks like. Like, I don't know. Like, I've been... I don't know. I don't know. It was... Yeah. That's scary, man.
Once bitten.
Anything.
Yeah. You know, like, having little bumps and stuff on it.
I'm sure you... Terror. When you finally did... You know, when you figured out what it was.
Ouch. And then I thought, I can't tell anybody about this.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I haven't told anybody till... Because now, fortunately, they're going away.
They've gone away because of...
Almost all gone away.
Almost.
Any treatment...
salve, bomb, anything like that.
Gold bond.
Yeah, gold bond.
No bomb works for anything.
Sure. Listen, I didn't know. First off, I was too embarrassed to tell anybody about that. And second, what would the treatment possibly be? I mean, you know, the only time that time I felt comfortable was when I didn't have pants on.
Right.
And even when I would get into bed at night.
Can I ask a question?
If I would roll the covers, it was so uncomfortable. Yes, Mike.
I'm loaded with questions about this. Would that have been... why you wore jeans the day of the broadcast?
Now, there you go, Columbo. Correct. You are absolutely correct.
Does that mean that you were wearing jeans sans underwear?
No, there was underwear.
There was underwear.
There was underwear, but I wore the jeans as extra protection.
Uh-huh. And you didn't want anything moving around.
Right. And when you have a pair of jeans on as opposed to a pair of shorts, which...
Everything stays where it should be.
Right. That was the real reason I had... It was like 120 degrees. Somebody called us the other day.
Yeah, so what were you wearing? Jeans? And now, you know, that question just seemed logical.
That's why I had jeans on, you know. Oh, my Peter.
That had extra meaning.
Feeling better now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling strong now.
Take a couple of aspirin.
Feeling good now. Hello, Don and my show. All the bumps are almost gone.
Are the bumps almost gone?
Almost. Hello.
Almost. Yes. What you could actually do is go to your doctor and get a medication. It's called dicloxacillin.
See, that's the thing. Thank God it was okay, but what am I? I feel like an idiot telling you guys about it. No, I go to the doctor. And
you know, we're going to get the calls now. You know, we're going to get those.
Well, I'm not taking
calls.
Those calls.
The worst case scenario.
I'm not taking any of those calls, so don't even bother calling because everything's fine.
Good.
It's like it didn't hurt when I peed or anything.
That doesn't matter. What you had was a hair follicle infection.
A what?
Actually irritated the hair follicles?
No, he's talking about the very end where there is no hair.
I'm not talking...
hair everywhere on your body.
Listen, the part that I'm talking about, there's no hair there. And you better pull your pants down and take a quick look, my friend, because if you got hair there, something wrong with you.
There's no hair there.
Yes.
No. I'm talking
about... Wait a minute, you're saying there's hair everywhere on your body. No, there's not hair there.
Yes.
What, little tiny hairs?
Yes.
Not me.
What's your medical degree?
I'd rather not go into that.
Well, why? You're making a bold statement here.
I was simply telling you that if cure up in 7 to 10 days, you can take medication for it. And there is something that...
Listen, all I'm concerned about is there is no hair there. There is no hair there. No hair. None. Smooth. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Well...
Check a baby's bottom. There's hair there.
Well, but you mean... But how... Are you a doctor?
Well, then what am I listening to you for?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Listen, and if you're not willing to back up your position with some credentials, I have to move on to another expert.
Move on.
And the microscopic hairs don't get, infected.
Listen, I'm telling you, these are like big bumps, man.
It's from the mesh.
The mesh.
Like a bunch
did you know it was from the mesh early on, or did you think it could be any?
I didn't know what it was. When I first took my pants off, I really flipped out.
Right.
My first thought was that something had... stung me in the water, but I thought,
jellyfish.
How could something sting me down there? I didn't have my pants off in the water. And...
Water, separations, cracks, you know, anything.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you remember those little Play-Doh machines you had when you were a kid?
You mean the Fun Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Does it kind of look like the spaghetti coming out of the end?
All right, that's, you know what, I'll give you this. That's an excellent example, yes, except right as you push down on the handle, just when the smallest bit of Play-Doh would come out.
So you take that little knife that came in the Play-Doh setting.
Ow, and
you
got
a nice little snack.
Okay, no more calls on that subject.
The Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Okay.
One of the finest toys ever invented.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. Once again, I've bared my soul to you, my friend.
You feel better, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you feel better, not physically. You feel better emotionally now that you've been able to share this and purge yourself.
Well, I wanted to talk about it, and it wasn't until it had fixed itself that I felt I could talk about it. Sure. Hello?
Hello?
And for whatever reason, when I was talking to Buzz in the bathroom about Buzz's colon, that's when I suddenly thought, hey. Mm-hmm.
I guess am I on right now?
I got a wacky medical story I can tell.
Yeah. We're all falling apart.
We are.
You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, yeah. I'm a doctor, and I was just calling to say that you don't have any hair down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think so. That guy just didn't want to admit he was wrong.
It's a mucous membrane. You don't have hair on the inside of your mouth. If you had hair on your inside of your mouth, you could have hair down there.
It's a mucous membrane?
Yeah, originally it was a mucous membrane. It's a mucous membrane.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fun blowing your nose. You know what I mean?
One thing, you weren't taking any medication before this.
No.
Okay. So there are some reactions. Where
it's not my Prozac.
But your body's developed an immunity to that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I take 100 tablets a day, Mike.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. I don't get a thing off it. All right. Thank you, doctor.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So everything on your wet thing doing better?
Everything's great.
Good.
Good for you.
Show anybody that wants to see.
The moral of that story is buy a looser suit.
Yes. Yeah. And listen, if you feel something in the car, for goodness sake, stop.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Take a break.
Mm-hmm. Rearrange yourself.
Buy one of those suits that Rob A. has. You can use it for a bathing suit, and it's also great for camping.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had, you're talking about the little holes and stuff like that, if you had sex with your wife, because she might be expecting, you know, certain ribs next time.
Oh, my God.
Well, I will tell you something, that I did have really fantastic relations with my wife.
Right.
On that Saturday night, and it was mainly a test for me,
uh-huh.
You know, because I wanted to make sure that everything would be okay, and
so you
no problem.
You obviously what?
It was a test.
It was just a test.
Okay.
Let me just throw this out, then we can change the subject. That would also show you how much attention my wife pays.
Well, perhaps it was one of those sneak attacks, and
No. This was a. This is lights on and everything, man.
She was looking out the window.
No, she never looks down there. You know what I mean?
There's a feeling in there.
All right, thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. We got some sick people in this audience.
Okay, well, golly.
Everything better now?
Yeah, things are great now.
Well, if it keeps up, cold compresses.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere's a real hero of mine. Sting. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
Boogie.
You lose our munchies tonight, yo.
Not me. I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers and the marshmallows and little chocolate bars. We'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, a whole lot of water, and onions.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Down there, guys, Don and Mike.
All is a reindeer.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. Well, the best of Don and Mike.
Listen, start the damn game. At 9 o'clock, Monday Night Football, I don't need the theme song. I don't need GIF. I don't need those three guys talking to each other. I certainly don't need a commercial.
Right.
To start the game. So, sitting on the couch last night, and it's the beginning part, and I was giving my son the same lecture that I'm giving you guys here right now about
how they waste time.
This sucks. And I said, let's see what else is on.
Uh-huh.
So we flipped to a preview channel for pay-per-view, and Jingle All the Way is on pay-per-view.
Have you watched it in its entirety yet?
Bart and I have already planned. Saturday night.
There you go.
We're going to watch.
Go for it.
Jingle All the Way together.
Yeah.
And it's a clip with Arnold and the wife, and I think it's Tom Hanks' wife who plays Arnold's wife in this movie. Mm-hmm. She goes, did you get the doll? And, you know, he's such a bad actor.
Yes, he is.
And he goes, yeah, the turbo, the guy that flies, yes. You know, and it's overacting to the max. Sure. I got the doll. And Bart and I are laughing. We are just busted. My wife comes in and goes, what is so funny? And I go, look.
So bad he's good.
She goes, oh, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. What are you guys laughing about with him so much? But really, just absolutely cracked up.
It's just Arnold. It's Arnold being Arnold, and that in and of itself. I like, you know, the best Arnold is, I think it was Dennis Miller that said the same thing about Jerry Lewis, that Jerry Lewis, when he's trying to be serious,
yeah,
is funnier than when he's trying to be funny. Arnold is, you know, it's the same thing. When I see Arnold interviewed by Barbara Walters, that's when I laugh more than any other time.
The plot of the movie is that I got the doll, and Sinbad wants the doll.
Then all the crazy circumstances that occur when we both fight for the doll, and the operation happens right after that.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Kill the heroes.
Your emotions make you weak.
That's why this day is mine.
I'll kill you later.
Ah! That's almost become my favorite now.
Sure.
On the show.
Sure.
I think it's a battle right now for my favorite catchphrase between Goofing on Arnold and
right.
Nice Boo.
Ooh, nice.
Nice
Ooh.
Boo.
And, of course, we all still have our favorite sound. Our favorite sound will be our favorite sound for quite some time. The sound of sounds, I like.
The sound of Canon Grace. This is Canon's audio holiday message.
This is audio Christmas present
to all of our fans.
Thank you, Canon.
That's something you'll hear stations say also once the first of the year comes.
Sure.
When they have no inventory. Because, you know, radio is like any other business. There's
right.
a big push on towards the end of the year.
Of course.
And then once January comes, you know, stations have no commercials to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you will hear all kinds of stations saying, it's our Christmas gift to you. The listeners spoke, and we've answered.
A block of music, all for you, commercially uninterrupted.
What we're not telling you is that this is the softest time of year for commercials, and as soon as springtime comes around, we're going to load them all back up again. But for right now, we're listening to you.
Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, we love it, man.
And don't forget, here's something I hate. It's every station's either got the 12 days of Christmas,
right,
or for their dial position, you know, it's like it's the 15 days of Christmas,
right,
or the 18 days of Christmas, and then when you get right down to it, it's our gift to you. The 24 hours of Christmas. 24 hours of great Christmas music.
Super fun for you.
For you and the family. You know what they're really saying is, we cannot find anybody to come in and work on Christmas Day.
Right.
So this is the one day of the year that we let the intern run the tapes.
You will listen to all your favorite Christmas tunes without any announcer interrupting.
Why?
Because the announcer is 14. There you go.
It's 24 hours of Christmas. Right here, buddy.
You can look forward to our day of Christmas programming with lots of your favorite music without announcers talking. Why? Because the person running the control board is the general manager's daughter.
You know, the holidays always bring out the worst in radio, don't they?
Yes, they do, because radio and, I believe, television also.
Yeah, but radio's guilty in our own perverse way.
And I don't mean, when I say television, I don't mean things like the shows It's a Wonderful Life.
You mean the news, right?
But local news and, to a certain extent, the national news as well. You get all the same old, just bring it out, the same old stories.
I'd rather stick with radio. Because guys who have no talent, who can't do the show 51 weeks out of the year, that 52nd week, it's a breeze to do the show because I got a poem I'm going to read right now about a firefighter that died doing his duty. Now, I really heard that this morning on all these 100.
There you go.
You know, and then they all go, oh.
Oh, bravo.
If you would like us to fax you a copy of this moving poem, fax it right now, baby.
Because we care.
But the truth is they don't.
And this is the first time all year that I've had any content whatsoever. The rest of the time, I'm just flapping my gums.
And now, listen, we got a shrinking store, Ernie, and we're going to let it go now. But for charity,
So come on, give it up.
That's right. The highest bidder gets the swinging snore early and makes us look good. And hey, if we play our cards right, maybe we'll get a little ink in the paper.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I know we have to give away the stuff, and thank you for restarting the music. But the worst guy of this at all time was Jack Diamond.
Yes.
This guy, listen to what this guy did. He solicits on the air, okay, for money, for toys.
It was a shopping spree, right?
Right. Okay, so he solicits. What you want to do is call it out or come down. I'm down here, baby, doing my show. Come by and donate some money for the kids. It's not for me. It's for the kids. Then what he does is he calls the Channel 5 and Channel 7.
Right.
And he says, listen. This is Jack Diamond. I'm a good guy. My listeners raised all this money, so today I'm taking my kids to Toys R Us, where my kids will be buying $8,000 worth of toys, because that's what all of my listeners have donated. Why don't you come down with your cameras and get the shots of my kids going up and down the aisles picking out toys for all the girls and boys?
I think I have created the most masterfully exploited situation that humans could create.
And he did it.
He did it. He pulled it off.
And of course, because in this way, the TV stations work hand in hand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're so starved for anything. Anything that's slightly off the beaten path.
Tonight on Channel 5 News, local disc jockey makes it a brighter holiday for some less fortunate kids.
That's right. That's right. He might not have that same kind of TV coverage. What, with the president's dog and all, occupying all the newscasters' time now, the president's dog's name.
Today, today at 1:50 in the afternoon, they broke into CNN, where they have their breaking news, the logo.
Right.
The logo that normally says something big has happened.
That's how slow a news time it is.
And that's what it was. That poor guy, Wolf Blitzer. He has to announce that they came up with a name for the dog.
I was not paying attention, and I don't even know the name of the dog that was picked.
What was your name there, Budge?
The Associated Press sent an urgent at 2:11.
I heard they named it Janet Reno.
They've already got Janet. They've named this one Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
After his uncle.
Hey, Buddy. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Oh, Buddy. Hey, Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, Christmas Buddy.
Hey, little Buddy.
Now, listen, I'm going to be bringing my kids down to Toys R Us, so get your camera crews there by noon. My kids are going to be wearing their Sunday best. And don't forget, that's Jack Diamond in the morning. Make sure you get that in, Buddy.
And, you know, you could give me a little camera time as well, as I'm trying to look like a good guy. Oh, I tell you, that Don and Mike, they're such incredible cynics. Maybe they know the real me.
And even worse, this guy would interview his kids on the air. Now, we're so lucky to be having toys in all of our family. But this year, for the boys and girls who don't, what toys will you be picking out this year? And, of course, the kids. Now, listen, you can't fault the kids. They don't know. Right. Kids are just in that hyper sugar drive way about, well, I want to get a Sears one, and I want to get the Hot Wheels. Daddy, I'm on TV. Am I on TV now?
Yes, that's right. You're on TV.
Super, yeah. Being a good guy. Being a good guy and making sure everybody sees what a good guy is. Because in real life, I am not that good guy at all.
I'm telling you, radio, it brings out the worst in people, especially during the holidays. Anytime you hear a station saying that they're doing something to help the community, trust me, don't believe it.
Please tell this story every year. Please.
If they really cared, they would do it, and they wouldn't trumpet it to you.
Right.
They wouldn't have to prove it. We're good guys.
It's part of the promotional material that you get when you're a program director.
Hey, Buddy. Hey, that's a good name. I like that name.
Buddy the dog.
Hey, Buddy. Hey, Clinton, Buddy. Hey, Tom Gavin, Buddy.
Doggy Buddy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Well, we have finally gotten to the Toe Tapping Touchstones, and who is this?
This is Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
Sacramento.
I'd like to point out that in this gift that we're giving away, no money for charity.
No.
Nothing helps sick kids.
No, this is a giveaway that we have designed specifically to get more people to listen to our show.
We will be parading our kids out in front of you today. Like the matchstick girl.
That's it.
Little Salvation Army boy.
The run over, what?
We are here to tell you that you are the winner. Now, would you like, you got a choice here.
Yeah.
You can either have the talking Bubba doll or the hot electronic game Bop It.
I want Bop It.
Bop It, you. Got it, Potty.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've also won a copy of RuPaul's Christmas CD titled My Name Is Really Andre.
Andre Johnson.
Hey, you're awesome.
Ho, ho, ho. And that's from Rhino Records. Thank you. And who is the kid that you've won this stuff for?
I won this kid, David.
Why the hesitation, sir?
Well, I was thinking of some, other kid, but I changed my mind.
Is it your kid?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you were thinking of another kid besides your kid?
I was going to choose between kids.
Oh, you have a couple of kids?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, I understand.
Well, how many kids do you have?
Two.
Well, one of them's going to be SOL this year. See, that's like a perfect opportunity to look like a nice guy.
Sure.
Didn't take it.
Nah, no.
For you.
You gotta hold back sometimes.
All right, hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Jill. Yeah?
Hey, where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
Jill, thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Listen, you're caller 101.
No kidding.
Yes, so that means that you get your choice also. You can either win the Talking Bubba Doll or you can have Bop It.
Well, coming from the South, I guess the Bubba Doll would be good, but I'm really from the North, so I'll take the Bop It.
All right, you take the Bop It, the hottest electronic toy available this holiday season.
Lots of crocodile tears running down Bubba's face. That's two people that had the option and left Bubba, pushed him to the side.
Plus you won the RuPaul Christmas CD entitled Ho Ho Ho.
Andre Johnson.
And this is from Rhino Records. And who is the kid that you will be giving this to, the toy?
I'll be giving this to my nephew, Andrew.
Oh. Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Thank you for listening to our show in Tampa, Florida.
Thank you.
Hold the line, please.
Thanks.
And now, because we're so close to the holidays, we're going to be giving away a lot of this stuff all during the whole show today.
Yeah, because if you haven't noticed on your evening newscast, the Postal Service is completely backlogged with all the packages that get sent this time of year.
Let's go down to Ned Nerdly, who's there now.
Yes, that's right, Ken and Barbie. It is something to behold down here at the UPS Central Station in Memphis, Tennessee. They've got packages up to their wazoos.
And also in the corner, there's a morning disc jockey doing his show.
Yes, here he is. It's Ferd Puke who's over here doing his show and collecting cans of food at the Postal Center.
Yes, cynics, you bet we are.
Happy. Hey, the dog's name is Buddy.
Oh.
Hey, Buddy.
Buddy the dog.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
102.7 Kiss FM, the station the stars listen to.
Hi, this is Rick Springfield. I really enjoy listening to Kiss FM, except when Don Geronimo does.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. This is a friend.
102.7 Kiss FM, where you can hear Casey Kasem and American Top 40 Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here. Along with those great long-distance dedications, right, Casey?
Well, I'm back now, and I haven't used any drugs for over 8 months.
Thanks a lot. 102.7 Kiss FM and your free tickets to the premiere of the movie Making Love. I got a pair for you. Call in to win when you hear Fonz Skaggs, okay? 102.7 Kiss FM, the Dodger Automo in Chicago. Like they say in baseball at Dodger Stadium, it's all in the big inning. Talking about Dodger Blue, Tommy Lasorda is here now. Tommy, in just a few words, could you please comment on what you think of the performance of Mr. Geronimo tonight?
What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was opinion of his performance?
Yeah.
How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
102.7 Kiss FM, the only place in town where you can go to bed with Don Geronimo and wake up with Rick Dees. Talk about a morning after. 102.7 Kiss FM. Don Geronimo, commercial free. This is Stevie Wynn Wuss. 102.7 Kiss FM and your Hollywood reporter, Don Geronimo, with the latest TV ratings therein. First place, CBS. Second place, ABC. Third place, Atari. Fourth place, NBC.
Good day, everyone. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Ian?
And right now, you're listening to Don Geronimo. Where, Hoser?
On KISS FM 102.7, eh?
In stereo, which is why there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Good day.
retarded, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Welcome to the end of summer edition of Strip Trivia, Don and Mike style.
Been a long time coming.
Eight guys and seven gals. That's all how it all ended up working out here. We'll have three winners today. First place. Sound like a Japanese guy. First place,
Joe.
$500.
Wow.
Second place, $200. And third place, $100.
That is serious money, and a lot of people have been waiting for this for a long time.
All of the contestants are down to four articles of clothing. We will meet each of them individually now and put them in the spotlight, in the catwalk, if you will. Let me get my other disco music ready here.
All right, here they come.
And the first contestant we're going to meet is a guy that we saw the other night when we did our Las Vegas style show at Gecko's.
Oh, yes.
This guy was the winner of the
Radio
male
God.
Underpants contest. Step right up to the microphone, please.
It's Radio a, God.
Ernest? This is Ernest.
Ernest, I see you're still wearing your rated number 14 Don and Mike pin from the show.
Absolutely.
Boy, I tell you, you're even weirder looking now.
Ernest, how has your life changed since we first saw your hairy body and your blue thong just two nights ago?
Well, I suspect it'll be changing a lot more after today.
And this is something you've always wanted to do, Ernest?
This is something I have tried so many times to get on, I can't count.
This guy's
so weird.
I love it.
All right, Ernest, you will be in the studio where Buzz is right now.
What do you have in your backpack, Ernest?
I have a copy of Will. I hoped I could get Gordon Liddy.
No surprise, he's also a fan of Liddy's show.
Sure, Gordon will be happy
and
to
Howard.
Hear that.
And Howard.
Very good. Everybody on WJFK.
A pantheon of Radio God.
All right, we'll get out of here. Go in that room. Go into your holding cell.
There he goes.
See, we put all the guys in one room.
Oh, wow.
And we put the gals in another room. Now, here is Josie.
Josie
is our first female contestant.
Hello,
now,
Josie.
I will tell you, you did yourself a great disservice when you said the celebrity you most resemble is Christy McNichol.
Oh, no way. No way. Absolutely not.
Christy McNichol is such a dog.
Normally, when we hear Christy McNichol, that's a red flare for us, and you're a very beautiful woman.
Thank you.
You have black underpants on, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Is that gum in your mouth?
Yes, it is.
Need that gum, please. Pass it over.
That's right. That's the rule. No gum chewing. All right, she's handing him the gum right now.
You eat it. I used to eat girls' gum, but I'm cutting down now.
We don't have any gum chewing in the studio. It's just a little rule we have.
What do you do?
I'm a service representative.
And you know if you lose, you'll be naked?
Yes.
And okay. Do you work out? You seem to have very well-developed arms.
Yes, I do. 5 days a week.
Very good.
Well, too bad it doesn't show. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye. That was Josie.
Okay, here's our next contestant. It's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Jim says the celebrity he most resembles is Cameron, the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, different hair. You got the crew cut, but yeah, there's a little Cameron in there.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I watched that last night, as a matter of fact. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Great movie.
Nice to meet you. What do you do?
Well, I have been job hunting, but I'm going to start temping on Monday, and I'm still looking for a full-time job.
Have you gotten a chance to meet Ernest?
Yes, I have.
I predict you guys are going to be pals.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
Wow.
Get out of here.
You'll find that the interview process, just like with the screening process,
sure,
it's a lot faster for the guys.
Yeah. Get them out of here. That's our motto right there.
We wouldn't even meet the guys.
Hello there.
We didn't have to.
I have gum.
Here's Emily.
She has gum, though.
I have gum.
Take that gum, please. This is Emily. She says the celebrity that... hold on. Got all oogie there. Celebrity she most resembles is... Here you go, Rob. Another piece of gum for you. Sheryl Crow.
Yes, there is a little Sheryl Crow in you.
Slightly.
Yes,
I got absolutely. That. What do you do?
I am a social worker.
And the reason you're playing our crazy game?
It just sounded like a fun idea.
You realize if you lose, you'll be naked?
Yes.
Okay.
She seems very calm and collected. Usually that's a sign they're going to get a lot of correct answers.
Yep. Or it's a sign of weakness. She's overcompensated.
Yes.
Well, nice
it could
to meet
be the
you.
Second. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
And, of course, she may be medicated.
Here now is Steve. Steve, you remember this? The guy that was on the phone, the weird guy that told us he looks like Sam Waterston.
Oh, yeah, you that was very serious, right?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, let me ask you a real personal question. Is that a toupee?
Absolutely not.
It is not. Doesn't that look like a toupee to you, Mike?
That is the most toupee-looking real hair I have ever seen. Has anyone ever told you that it looks like a toupee?
Never.
Really? Just us?
Okay, well, they're lying to you. Everybody's lying to you.
Hi,
listen, Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Rye, New York.
And what do you do?
I worked in Washington for a government agency.
See, this is the monotone guy from yesterday.
Would you, by any chance, may I ask if you would be working for a secret government agency?
No, not a secret.
Oh, thank God for that.
And the reason you're playing the game today?
I thought I could give a little fatherly advice to the younger contestants.
Go talk to Ernest. Go talk to Ernest with Jill.
Boy, I tell you, the ladies are lovely, and I'll tell you, the guys are probably the weirdest collection we've ever had.
Guys are guys.
Hi there.
Here is Kendra.
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 All right.
All dressed in black. Ah, but I see a red bra strap, don't I?
And is that some sort of doggy chain that you're wearing around your neck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Kendra, will you step up to the mic, please? There you go. How old are you, Kendra?
22.
How old?
22.
And where are you from?
Virginia McLean.
Now, Kendra tells us that the celebrity she most resembles is Claire Danes. That's a girl from Party of Five, right?
No, from My So-Called Life.
Yeah, same thing. All those things. Well, you look like those girls. They all look the same.
Are you wearing that dog chain as a decorative item for strip trivia, or is it something you wear all the time?
I wear it all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
I'm getting it removed, though. Like,
where's it at?
It's on my ankle.
It's on your ankle? Throw your leg up. Let's see what you got
doing. It's not very attractive.
It's not very attractive. You're getting it. Is it on your right leg?
Yeah.
I've never seen an ankle tattoo that I ever considered to be really attractive.
No, this one's really hideous.
Is it embarrassing?
Yeah.
Does it have some illegal political significance?
No, it's just ugly. Like,
is it 666 or something?
No,
put it up. Let's see what you got doing.
Come on, we'll be the judge of that.
I've had 7 sessions of laser surgery on it already.
Oh, really?
Let's see. What is that?
Looks like Etch-a-Sketch.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you. Well, that's, I guess when you have a tattoo, usually it's permanent. You're trying to get it removed. Good luck with that.
Okay, nice meeting you. Looked like someone just scribbled on her leg. It looked like, you know when you got a pen that you're not sure if it's working or not, and you just draw those crazy circles?
It looked big, but it was all blurry. We couldn't figure out exactly what it was.
Here's our next contestant. It's Tom. Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
Tom says the celebrity he most resembles is Keanu Reeves, and I will be honest.
Get it over with.
I don't see it, man.
That's like what everybody else says.
Kind of like Keanu Reeves meets Oddjob from the James Bond movie.
Well, listen. Hi, Tom. Where are you from?
From Prince Frederick.
I need that gum, please. Maybe you've heard the rule, no gum. Thank you very much.
Hey, here you go, Rob.
And what do you do?
Work in auto business.
The reason you're down here playing the game today?
Meet you guys.
Hey, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I wanted to actually show you something.
Oh, what is
this? A couple years ago.
Oh, now here is a T-shirt from one of our celebrity games that we play, one of our
Fantastic.
Top games.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, well, that's... Oh, so I guess you weren't in our game and someone asked me to sign a shirt for you?
I couldn't make it.
I wrote a dirty word on the shirt. There you go. That's for you. Thank you, my
friend. Very festive. Thanks for coming out today.
Get out of here.
Tom.
Let's meet our next female.
Oh, Turkey.
I'm so excited.
Turkey Laurie.
It's Laurie, everybody.
Yeah. You're so perky.
I come bearing gifts.
You do.
I
She's
do.
Very perky.
I do.
Now.
I
you
do.
Do.
All right. I think we'll see those gifts later.
May I?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Thank you. One of those. She brought a little statue, and when you press the button...
Yeah?
No, you got to pull.
Yeah, what do you do? The little boy's pants come down, and he pisses on you.
That is such a lovely gift.
How did you know? I wanted it for Christmas, and I just didn't get it. Thanks.
Wow. I figured you And a hat.
A hat for me.
And oh, you know what? And Buzz isn't here, but...
Oh, he's here. Yeah, he's right over there.
Oh,
Buzz is right over
listen,
there.
Considering your problems, my mother does high colonics, and here's a free pass.
Fantastic. Oh, wow, we got a live one here. We got a live one here, Don.
Lori says the celebrity she most resembles is Sarah Jessica Parker. I would
her. I didn't know
I'd say so.
Okay.
Yes, very, very, very nice.
And we'll see you in a minute.
We're looking forward to this. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming in, Lori.
Where's that song by the Wallflowers? One Headlight. You get my drift?
Uh-huh.
I like running it cold in here.
Fantastic.
All right, now here's are you Ariel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember you. You are...
Israeli.
The Israelite.
Yeah.
Hello, Ariel.
How you doing?
It's a kosher game we're playing today.
Do they have any entertainment like this in Israel?
I don't think so.
What do you do, my friend?
I work in a financial company.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I'm not sure, but maybe Colombo.
Colombo, Peter Falk. Yeah, Peter Falk from 3 Mile Island, maybe.
Don't think so.
All right.
Pleasure meeting you. You know that if you lose, you'll be naked.
I don't care.
Okay, get out of here.
Okay,
nice to meet you.
He is so happy. It's very appropriate that he followed Lori.
Now, here is Neoma.
Neoma!
Did I say the name right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Now, you're part Indian, right?
Cherokee.
And she said she resembles Steven Seagal's niece from that movie with the train, and you do, that's a dead on.
And you're dressed all in black. Is that significant in any
way? No, I'm going out later on.
You're going out later on. Okay, very good.
Yeah, and you smell real good, too.
Yes, what is the...
Are you sure that's me?
Oh, I don't know.
Rob raising his hand in the back of the studio right now.
No. Is that gum in your mouth?
No, it's not.
It's not? Oh, it just must be your tongue. Well, a pleasure to meet you.
You better hope so.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, Neoma.
Goodbye.
Got some live wires in here on the show today.
Here's Jay. Jay is not gay.
Hi, Jay.
Hello. Remember Jay from yesterday? Jay is not gay. Hey!
Jay
and the celebrity he thinks he resembles is Kevin Bacon. I don't see it.
Not really. I'm trying to figure. I'm not sure. Maybe a cross between Kevin Bacon and maybe just a little Nicolas Cage in there with the eyebrows.
And maybe the receding hairline.
Yeah. Kind of looks like the guy who was in Jerry Maguire, who was the other agent guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jay, you're not gay, right?
No, not gay.
We went through that yesterday with you. Did you sound gay?
Sure, if that's what you said.
And he's a little scary.
A little bit.
Jay would be a little scary.
What do you do, Jay?
I'm an accountant.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Will you take your hands out of your pockets, please?
All right.
Are you no guns?
Are you just nervous?
Sure.
You're a little nervous? That's why you're acting like you are? Otherwise, oh, God, he's scary.
All right. See you, Jay.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
that's
Jay.
Here is our next contestant. It's Laura. Do I have the list right? No, it's Christine. I'm sorry. It's Christine.
Christine, here she comes. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hey.
How are y'all?
Hey, wow. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine. And you guys?
This is going to be a fun game. We're really looking forward to this today.
Christine, do you think you look like Melanie Griffith?
No.
No?
And Rob told me one time, Brett Butler.
You look like
I don't think.
Brett Butler. Brett Butler was good looking. Yeah.
That's great. Are you a smoker?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you have a little raspy voice.
My voice has always been like that.
Really? That's cool. And how old are you?
33.
What do you do?
Student for life and traveler.
And you know, if you lose, you'll be naked, right?
Of course.
Okay, see ya.
Thank you, Christine.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
That's Christine. She does kind of look like Brett Butler, but if Brett Butler was better looking.
Absolutely.
All right, now here is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, radio guys.
He looks like Tom Cruise. He looks like one of those guys from Oddball. You ever seen that MTV show?
No, I haven't.
Sorry. You got the hat. What's the hat? Were you wearing the hat earlier?
I can't really mention what the hat is because that's what I do. Full time.
Are you like a coach?
No,
What is it? Let us see.
Oh, you're in the?
Yes, I am in the.
Oh, and you can't talk about it?
I can talk about it.
The secret
that
you're in the Navy?
In the Navy.
You can
sail the seven seas.
All right, get out of here. You look nothing like Tom Cruise. He looks more like Earl Forsey from the Redskins radio show.
He's a dead ringer for Earl Forsey.
All right, here's our last female. It's Ann.
Oh, I remember this lady.
You remember me?
Ann was one of those crazy lesbians from our trip to Ocean City.
I'm the wacky lesbian from Ocean City.
You weren't as wacky as your partner that day, Colette. Yes,
that's extremely wacky, Colette.
But this is a wacky show.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you're here.
In case you're interested, I'm a bartender, and I'm not ashamed to say I work at the Hung Jury, so come see me tonight and bring all your money.
All right, Hung gotcha. Jury.
Now, are you bi or strictly lesbian?
I'm strictly lesbian.
Strictly lesbian, and you get a lot of regular customers down at the Hung Jury. Is that a lesbian bar?
It is one of only two lesbian bars, and the only one worth going to in D.C.
Get it, my jury.
Hung Jury. Get it? All right, get out of here.
All right, thank you.
Nice seeing you again.
All right.
And here's our last contestant. It's Rick. Rick said he looks like pretty boy Hugh Grant, and I'll give you this.
Yeah, there's a little Hugh Grant there.
You are like the prettiest boy here. Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. How old are you, and where are you from?
I'm from Falls Church.
Did you have to think about that?
I'm 25.
25. And what do you do?
I work for a beer company.
Do they advertise with us? Would you like to give them a plug?
Yeah, they do. Heineken.
Heineken. All right. Did you bring any?
No, I forgot.
Okay. All right, Rick.
Well, you realize if you lose, you'll be naked. And what's the reason you're playing the game, Rick?
For the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it.
He's just a guy that sells Heineken.
You look like you stepped right out of one of those Dockers ads. Should be on the beach playing football with some of your yuppie friends.
Well, meet everybody back in Buzz's room in the Cuckoo's Nest, all right?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much, Rick.
March them over to Buzz's office right now.
Get the guys as far away from us as possible.
Now, we got everybody. That's all the guys.
Yep.
That's all the girls. I know there's one girl on the phone that was supposed to be here. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello, this is Becky.
Becky, oh, you said you look like the lead singer of the Cardigans.
Yes, and I'm very upset because I had to cover a job today for somebody that didn't show up, and I wanted to meet you guys very badly.
Well, you know, the exciting thing is we will do lots of strip trivia in the future.
Yeah, so we'll put you down for a future edition.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Have you heard all the people?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like the best edition we've ever had today, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, it would be even better if I was there.
Well, there always will be a next time, Becky.
Okay, bye-bye.
Maybe sometime in the future you'll be able to come down and take your clothes off while answering trivia questions.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later.
Oh, she sounded so disappointed, didn't she?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Well, I'm jacked up for the game, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. Let's do a quick break. We'll put the guys in Buzz's office.
Thanks, right?
The girls will be here. You're welcome, Buzz. The girls will be in here with us, and the clothes will start coming off, and we come back. They're down to four articles of clothing, and for each question answered incorrectly, they have to take something off.
All lightning rounds, right?
Yes, because I am Johnny Lightning, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions, and there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
You said you don't sleep in separate bedrooms, and I'm going to confess, okay, this is live TV, and I'm copping out right here because I didn't spend my life as a serious journalist to ask these kinds of questions. But I'm not oblivious to the fact that your fans had one question they most wanted to ask of you.
Do we have
some? We have.
I didn't ask.
I won't ask.
Okay.
You
don't know what it was going to be.
Is that what you were going to ask? Let's play just a minute or two. Let's play one or two.
We want to know if you've done the thing.
Michael, I know that this is an intimate question, but are you having sex together with Lisa Marie?
Do you guys really love each other, or you're just doing this to satisfy the media?
Are you guys intimate?
Again, I can't believe
it.
What's this about skepticism?
Yes.
And we have read in the papers that you are expecting a child.
We will be expecting child.
We're not going to say when.
Of course.
Except in the hands of the heavens.
But not yet.
The Don and Mike Show. They will do you well, Don and Mike.
It's always exciting when we play strip trivia.
And I predict already, just based on the way that they were behaving out in the lobby, this is going to be one of the most festive groups we've ever had.
I'll tell you right now, the studio already smells of woman. You notice that, girl?
Yes.
Now, it's very important for the bonding to happen. Ladies,
look at how they all seem to be having a blast. You guys are all having a good time already, aren't you?
They're enjoying their complimentary water.
Wonderful.
Ladies, when it's your turn, you want to walk up on the little stage, talk into the microphone. That's where you answer the questions, and that's also where you will disrobe.
Fantastic.
And now in the next room, it is Lucky Jimmy the intern who has drawn the job as light bulb boy today.
Yes, the room that already smells like a used jock.
Hi, Jimmy.
Junior high gym locker there, Mike.
All right, let's say hi first to all the girls. Hi, girls.
Hi, guys.
And hi, guys. Now, this is a lightning round, so you have no time to BS.
You're going
to
be Johnny Lightning today.
Oh, you bet.
And
our first person is Ernest.
Ernest!
Ernest, step up, please. Now, you're all down to four articles of clothing? Everybody down to four?
That's right. Once the fourth article is removed, of course, you will be naked.
We have a whole bunch of Trivial Pursuit questions that we're using today. First prize, $500. Second prize, $200. And third prize, $100. But everybody gets a nice package.
Yeah, the Tammy has put together some really nice stuff.
Okay, here you go.
Come on, Ernest.
What city saw the first time the first pitch of the World Series was pitched outside the United States?
Toronto.
Amazing. I didn't even understand that question. We got
Ernest.
Right.
Way to go, Ernest, you brainiac.
All right, Ernest.
All right, Ernest.
Okay, here you go. It's Josie. Step up now, Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hi.
Josie, what future pop star earned $50 a game as a Laker girl? I'm
no, help. No, no helping. No, no helping. No helping.
It is. I know her name.
The lightning round. Don't make me buzz you.
Lightning round.
It is.
You want me to buzz you. You're begging me to buzz you. Owen.
Oh.
Paula Abdul.
And, of course, Josie, that means it's time for your first item of clothing to come off. What will be coming off?
What will it be?
Say it into the microphone, please.
My shirt.
Shirt. Okay. Shirt coming off here without... Bravo. Bravo. Her fellow contestants giving her a round of applause.
Very nice.
What a great game.
Hey, Jim. It's the guy who says he looks like Cameron from Ferris Bueller. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jim. Jim nervously bouncing around over there in the other studio.
Jim, who's the Boston Celtics' all-time leading scorer?
Larry Bird.
No, it's John Havlicek.
Item number one, Jim, what's coming off?
Coming off,
the shoes.
Who wants that?
Lucky you, Jimmy, the intern.
There you go. A lot of times, Jimmy will be speaking with us, communicating via his Lysol can.
That's right.
And as Westbrook says, I'm not a homosexual.
It's too close.
Okay, okay, Jimmy.
All right, slow down, Jimmy. Here's Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Emily, who is very calm.
Very yes. Nervous.
What brand of margarine does Patrick Duffy promote?
Oh, my.
What brand of margarine does Patrick Duffy promote?
This is a lightning round.
You just had him on during the news, didn't you, Buzz?
Mazzola.
Mazzola, no, it's Parquet.
Time for your first item, Emily. What will be coming off?
My bra.
It's the bra trick.
Earliest bra trick in the game.
I love this trick. Watch this.
Right,
now.
The bra is better coming
than,
off.
Better than Siegfried and Roy. Look at that.
Bravo.
And I like that, the festive way that you wave that around the top of your head, as if to say, Yahoo!
I did it, and she did it with great ease.
Yahoo!
All right.
Okay, Steve. Here he is, Steve, yeah. The monotone guy.
Hello, Steve.
And ladies, yes, you can gather around the window to,
sure.
To peek if you like.
That's why there's glass in that window.
Steve, what costumed animal band traveled to gigs in their banana buggy?
The monkeys.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Steve.
A banana split, Steve.
Time for your first item of clothing. What's
going on? I don't want to see your banana split.
Oh, the shoes.
Somebody's taking off his shoes.
The sensible loafers.
Okay. Here's Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
Hi, Kendra. Now, do you have piercings in your tongue?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that might have been gum. And you might. Hey, do you have those too? Do you have piercings in your tongue? No, but you just have an active mouth. You know, I'm a study of mouth, Mike.
I know. The mouth is the window to the soul. Don Geronimo, 1997.
Okay, Kendra. Who starred in the TV special Color Me Barbara?
No cheating. No yelling out the answers, please.
It's a pretty easy one, I think. Who starred in the TV special Color Me Barbara?
This would be a lightning round, Kendra.
And... No. That would be Barbara Streisand.
Time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Kendra?
My shirt.
Her shirt.
Her shirt. Her shirt.
Oh, my God. Listen. Oh, wow.
What a pleasant surprise.
You know, that's why girls can fake you out.
Absolutely.
You know, you see a girl with a shirt on,
yep.
And you would have never known
right.
What was doing there.
I love strip trivia.
Let me ask, is that strictly just a push-up bra, or is that natural? It's natural,
natural.
She says.
It's natural.
It's natural.
Well, we're just in the get-go stage.
Just the guy. Some polite applause from the guy. Thank you, Tom. Okay, Tom. It's Tom's turn.
All right, Tom.
Tom, who looks nothing like Keanu Reeves. Oh, but look. Got some interest from the girls, Tom.
Yes, they're gathering around the window.
He's all hunky and everything. What Steven Spielberg movie was originally titled Watch the Skies?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
You are correct.
That is only our second correct answer in the lightning round.
Okay, now, Lori.
Yes.
Happy, perky, unbelievably happy, perky
Miss
Lori.
Miss Congeniality.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, Lori.
Take a deep breath.
Lori, wow.
That infectious energy.
What is Alex Keaton's favorite newspaper?
The New York Times.
No, I am sorry. The Wall Street Journal.
Item number one. What will be coming off, Lori? It's item
taking,
number
Lori?
One. I'm not in my other shoe.
Your shoe. That must mean if you only have... guys, listen, if you only have four article clothing, that means you don't have a bra on, and you have...
You're pretty sharp.
You have... She has a shirt on, she has her dress, and she has her underpants.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
All right, Ariel, shalom.
Ariel.
Hello.
Hey, hello, my friend.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, doing fine. How are you doing?
Hey, you're doing great. Nudity, hey.
Who was the first U.S. president born in the 20th century? Come on, let me ask you a question here. What was the Who was the first U.S. president born in the 20th century?
George Washington.
Come on, come on. Now go back to Israel.
That's your first item of clothing. What are you going to take off, Ariel?
Sandals. I take the sandals off now.
Sandals, that would be John F. Kennedy.
The room still smells like root beer now.
George Washington.
All right, Neoma.
Neoma.
Hello.
Who does not have gum on her mouth and does not have any kind of piercing in her mouth.
No, is slight that oral a, fixation.
Is that a beeper you're wearing over your left breast?
Correct.
All right.
Because I have many friends watching, they're beeping their support.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. There you go. You sure there's nothing in your mouth? Open your mouth real wide. Look at that. All right. What country's baseball team defeated the U.S. twice at the Barcelona Olympics?
Japan.
Japan is right. Good guess.
That is our third correct answer.
I hope that was a guess. I hope you're not that smart.
Very good.
Let's see.
Jay.
Jay, who is not gay.
Jay, what's in the box?
Hey, Jay.
Hey there, Don.
Jay, what organization's armed forces wear light blue berets and helmets?
That'd be the Air Force?
No, that would be the United Nations.
Item number one, Jay, what's coming off?
First shirt.
First shirt.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
All right. No comment from the ladies as that shirt came off.
Just a stunned silence. I'm sorry.
Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Now, you are crossing your fingers and you're pointing at the guy who's in the Navy. Why, do you know him?
No.
No?
I've got his tie, though.
You do?
How do you end up with his tie?
Would there be a chance that you've gotten to know him?
Not yet.
No!
Not yet. Okay.
We've got a winner already.
Who was the youngest Bradford kid on Eight Is Enough?
I don't think I ever saw that show.
Oh, that would be Nicholas.
What item of clothing will you be removing, Christine?
What is it?
The shirt.
Thank you.
Rosie, whoa.
Your fans.
Hi, I'm Big Fan Patton.
Right, he, of course, was on Eight Is Enough.
That's right.
Okay, Scott.
How you doing, Don?
Look at Scott's body language.
Check out the body language.
The body language that says, what am I doing here?
Stand at attention if you like.
Scott, what Michael Jackson item won a Billboard Music Award for a top worldwide single? You know, that's not written the right way. What Michael Jackson song won a Billboard Music Award for top worldwide single in 1992?
Would it be Thriller?
No, it would not. It would be Black and White.
Item number one, Scott, what are you going to be taking off?
My first shirt.
Your first shirt.
All right, sorry, ladies.
That is the second first shirt day.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. Ann.
I am.
Ann, our rambunctious lesbian. Hello, Ann. Ann, now listen, what do you think of the girls in here
this
today?
This is a great... I love them all. They're all invited to my home later for cocktails.
Would there be a girl or two that you would like to try to convert to your side?
To convert... No, I like them the way they are.
Oh, that's very nice. And that's a smart approach there.
Thank you.
There you go.
Backdoor approach.
And what fruit did consumers complain that the fried chicken tastes like in the early Swanson TV dinners? What fruit did consumers complain that the fried chicken tastes like?
Lemons?
No, I don't know why you don't know this one. It's bananas.
Bananas.
That'd be kind of a lesbian joke.
Item number one, and what will be coming off?
The shirt.
Maybe
the shirt.
Maybe it was a peach. You might have known
no,
that.
No great player.
There we go.
Wow, no, come on.
Oh, there you go.
You.
A lovely polite applause. A lovely pink brassiere. It's a nice bounty you bring to the table.
Rick. Bounty.
Rick. Hey, Rick is our last contestant in the first round.
It's been a great Johnny Lightning first round.
Oh, it sure has. Rick, who was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Lightning round.
I am Johnny Lightning.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. No! No, Rick. John Hancock.
Time for your first item. What's coming off, Rick?
What? First shirt.
First shirt.
It was John Hancock.
And that's the end of the first round, Bob.
Yeah, it's a good one. Who's already lost an article of clothing? Let's get the names of the people who are already down one.
That would be Josie, Jim, Emily, Steve, Kendra, Lori, Ariel, Jay, Christine, Scott, Ann, and Rick. An unbelievable first round. They are all minus one article of clothing.
All right, kids. Everybody chill out now. We'll have more people getting more naked. Let me take a call here before we move on. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. This is Colette.
Colette, the partner of...
Ann.
Ann.
Now, this is Ann's lesbian lover, Colette, who we met on our trip to Ocean City.
And I just want to say that I wouldn't have to miss any questions to take my clothes off.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't, Colette. We remember you from that trip down to Ocean City. Yeah, everybody, you'd be doing pull-ups in here. We know you would.
Are you concerned about your relationship with Ann?
Oh, no. I just wanted to let her know that I would be there tonight when she brought all the women home.
Oh, there you go. More the merrier. All right. Thank you, Colette.
Thanks,
bye.
Colette.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey, bunny.
Bye, sweetie.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, hi, Dynamite.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that all the Baltimore fans have just collectively committed suicide.
Oh, man. That's
yeah, they dumped us for Ravens football now.
Yeah.
That's got to be so awful.
Go
that's
Ravens.
Gotta be...
All right. Sorry, buddy. Hey, it's a lightning round we're into now.
Round number two, and a lot of clothes came off in round number one.
This one really is going to be fast. I'm going to have no leniency. So, Ernest, step up to the microphone.
Here we go, Ernest.
Ernest, here is your question. Ernest, what sitcom has a theme that ends with sha-la-la? I'm sorry, sha-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
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 La-la.
Ernest?
Having a clue.
Ernest, Family Ties.
Item number one, what's coming off for you, Ernest?
The boxer short.
Oh, the boxer.
Gross.
Gross.
Now, he's not naked under there, is he?
No.
I love my angle. I cannot see.
Got two pairs of underpants on. All right, Josie. Step up, Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hi.
Josie, what was Richard Boone's second Western series?
The Virginian.
The Virginian. No, it was something called Heck Ramsey.
Item number two, what will be coming off, Josie? Oh, dear, there's
Josie?
Bit of a laugh. Please step up to the microphone and let our listening audience know what
Josie?
You will be removing.
What's coming off?
She's thinking about, she is giving some serious thought to this. This could be significant. Yes, Josie.
I think it's going to be the shorts.
The shorts.
Yeah.
The shorts.
All right.
The guys
the
love
belt.
It.
The belt. I'm sorry.
Just the belt?
Oh.
Oh, you tease.
She is a tease. She
wait,
knew
hold on.
Exactly what she was doing.
How many items you got left there? You have a bra, panties, and pants on. Step back up.
That's right.
That's why
no
I'm here,
cheating.
Boys.
No cheating allowed. Way to go, Lord Christmas.
That's why I'm here. What else are you taking off?
All right, now she's putting the belt.
Now you can take off your bra or your pants or your underpants.
That's right. She is putting the belt back on now. So, Josie, you have a decision to make during the lightning round.
But please, make it now.
We must have an answer.
Okay, it's going to be the shorts.
The shorts.
Okay. All right, the shorts are coming off.
I can take them off over there.
No, you... What did we tell you guys? Girls there and guys there.
That's right. There you go. The shorts are coming
there
off.
There you go. And? Of course they're looking.
They're looking.
Of course they're looking.
They're craning their necks. Oh, bravo.
It's a matching set.
Bravo.
Oh, okay.
Bit of a thong happening there.
Jim, it's Jim.
Thank you, Don.
The guy who thinks he looks like Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
Cameron.
Who is NBC's anchor to the world at the 1992 Summer Olympics? Lightning,
good luck to you.
Lightning round. No, it was. Was that your guess?
I think it was, Don.
Yeah, no. Wasn't him.
I
wasn't
number
Brian
two. What's coming off, Jim?
It was Bob Costas.
Ooh.
Jim, what?
He was 88. Shirt's coming off.
Shirt.
Shirt's coming off from Jim.
Wow.
The unpressed shirt.
You see, he's playing some kind of belly trick over there, Mike.
And that shirt hasn't seen an iron this decade.
Emily.
Yeah.
Emily, she's loosening up a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, she's relaxing. You seem very relaxed
I've been
now.
Relaxed. I've looked relaxed.
Yes. Enjoying the camaraderie here. On SCTV, who played Ed Grimley? I could not have given you a bigger softball.
That is the easiest
but
question we've had.
I didn't watch that show.
Who played Ed Grimley?
Lightning round, Emily.
Lightning round. Come on. Come on. Come on. And
oh, dear.
It's Martin Short.
And item number two, Emily, what will you be removing?
My pants.
Pants.
Yes.
Hey.
Pants are coming
off. Hey.
Take your pants off.
The pants are coming. The pants are falling to the floor.
There we go.
Oh, festive panties.
You get a real treat with those underpants.
Look at that.
You know what? My mom has a couch that's made out of that same pattern as your underpants. Take a look
very
at
very nice underpants. Thank you very much.
They are, Emily. Thank you, Emily. All right, now here's Steve, the old guy. Hi, Steve.
Hi,
hello.
Steve.
Steve, who earned MVP honors for Super Bowl 16? Super Bowl 19 and Super Bowl 17.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana's correct.
That is your first correct answer. And he says that's his real hair. It just looks remarkably like a piece of lettuce.
Kendra. Kendra, who gave us all a big surprise last round when she took her shirt off.
Yes, and Kendra, you have a pierced navel. What else is pierced? Do you have a... What? Nothing else?
No.
All right.
She's got the dog collar on around her neck.
Yes, she does.
She has her red bra on. And your question is, where is the pound button on a touch tone phone panel?
On the bottom on the right.
Lower right, we'll give it to her.
Very good. That's your first correct answer. Way to go, Kendra. Sorry, boys.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, boys.
Sorry, guys. Let's see. Tom?
Yes, boss.
Tom? Step up, Tom.
How's it coming, boss?
Tom, there is Tom. You know, for some reason, Tom's got the animal magnetism that all of the women are going to the window to check him out.
Yes, yes they are. They're staring at him.
What is it about Tom, girls? What is it about him? What girls?
All the possibilities, someone said. Wow. Boy, it's like a big steak and they're going to rip them apart here. Tom also has not removed an article of clothing yet.
How many tons of litter did Apollo astronauts leave on the moon?
Two.
Two, no. 50.
Item number
tons.
One. Item number one, Tom, what's coming off?
Shoes, balls.
Shoes.
That's
now,
lovely.
Lori.
Yes.
Lori, perky Lori.
Yes.
And Lori during the commercial says, listen, how come you're not giving us hard questions?
Oh,
Lori, I'd like to point out you have removed your article of clothing already.
That would be the shoes. Everybody.
All right. There you go.
Damn it.
What army led by Pol Pot took over Cambodia in
1975.
Oh, Nikaya.
Which army?
You don't have any idea. Item number two.
What are you taking off?
A skirt.
The skirt's coming off.
Skirt's coming off.
Wow. Man, oh, man. Oh, it's a fun day.
Wow, that is thongy.
It is a fun day.
What is the answer? Who cares what the answer is?
Throw the card away.
Okay, is it Ariel?
Ariel, hello, Ariel. Our Israeli friend.
Ariel, hello, Ariel.
Hi.
Here you go, my friend. What country changed the... never mind. I'll never be able to pronounce this one. Whose number one recreational sports video was titled It's Always Showtime?
Michael Jordan.
No, that was Magic Johnson.
No, it was not Magic Jordan. Ariel, it's time for you to remove another clothing.
That looks like Beatrice Arthur taking her shirt off over there.
Did he take his shirt off?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ariel.
He sure did.
All right.
Neoma.
Hi, Neoma.
How are you, Neoma?
A little queasy now, thank you.
Now you're getting the feel of the game. What professional name did Linda Borman take before she made her first movie in 1972? Lightning round.
A little before my time.
A good friend of the show, a gal named Linda Lovelace.
Linda Lovelace. And now, Naomi, it's time for your first item of clothing. You have not removed an item of clothing.
What will it be?
If this count, I will take off the dress.
The dress!
Take off her dress!
The entire floor-length dress is right. Coming off. The pager has been put down.
Oh, yeah.
Wow!
Hey.
Oh, wow!
Look at that slip.
Wow, that's incredible. Hey, way to go, Naomi, with the layered look.
All right, Jay, who is... Jay, who is not gay.
Yes, Jay has removed one item of clothing.
Jay, what make of cars do agents peel around in the TV show The FBI? Jay?
Lightning round, Jay.
Who's not gay?
Dodge.
Dodge, no. Ford.
Item number two, Jay, what's coming off?
Pants.
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 Pants. Pants.
Pants.
Pants.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. He has on Star Wars underpants.
Does he really like underoos?
You have kids that like, you have, kids wear those kind of underpants, sir. All right, hey, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, Christine. Well, you're excited, aren't you, Christine?
Yeah.
You see her bouncing around?
Yes, she is. Everybody's excited in here. There's electricity in here today.
What's the royal dog of China? And don't say Yoko Ono. She's Japanese, I think.
Sharpay?
Sharpay, no, it's the Pekingese.
And it's time for your second item of clothing. What will be coming off, Christine?
Christine?
She's thinking about it.
What will it be, Christine?
I'm thinking of the bra.
The bra?
The bra.
Hey, that's
the bra.
This is a bra.
An early bra.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Hey, why not?
Bravo. Oh. Way to go. We always like to see that in strip trivia.
Wow, dude. Losing.
Fantastic.
Scott. Scott.
Tough act to follow, Scott.
Scott.
How you doing, Don? How you doing, Mike?
Scott. Let me see. What company's wares were 15,000 Japanese women selling door-to-door in 1993?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Oh, you're pissing me off. What company's wares did 15,000 Japanese women sell door-to-door in 1993?
I have no clue.
That would be Avon Calling.
Item number two, Scott, what's coming off?
T-shirt.
T-shirt.
T-shirt. No. Not nearly as exciting as that last bit of nudity we saw.
That's for sure.
Thank you, Scott. And
welcome, Don.
Hello, Ann.
Aye, aye.
Step up, Ann. what shape is a Wendy's hamburger?
That would be square, Don.
Square is correct.
That is your first correct answer. Hey, there are a few softballs in there. It happens.
Yeah. Cut the lesbian a break.
And I hope it's not Hudson beef.
And Rick? This will end our first round, Rick.
Just Don.
What was Angela Lansbury's first TV series?
Lightning round, Rick.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yes!
Way to go.
Kind of a trick question.
And that's the end of the second round, Bob.
Oh, boy. We got one girl who's got no shirt on in here.
That's incredible.
A whole bunch of girls are down in their bras and a whole bunch of half-naked guys in the next room. Listen, we'll get a recap of all the contestants when we come back, all right?
Yeah, baby.
But next time, I'm not fooling around. It's really a lightning round.
A real lightning round, and clothes are already falling to the floor.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I jump ship in Hong Kong, and I make my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course of water in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. No, a caddy, a looper. Jack. So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter in the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga Galunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know. And he says, oh, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Everybody, all that wanna do, Shaka Khan. Everybody, let me rock, Shaka Khan.
And
I say bravo to you, sir. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We're here in the girls' locker room, and I've heard all kinds of stuff about Band-Aids.
Yes.
And shoulders.
Sure.
And don't forget that Kendra has poison ivy all over her bottom.
Now do you really, who is, you're Kendra, right?
She told us yesterday when she called in that she had poison ivy all over herself.
May we ask, Kendra, can you step up to the microphone, how you got that poison ivy?
All over your butt?
What were you doing?
I was peeing in the woods.
You were peeing in the woods?
Oh, my. Oh,
yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Earth Girl.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
I guess you weren't standing up, right? That's a guy thing to stand up, I guess. How could you possibly? I guess so.
Yeah, and a warning to all of our lady listeners out there. Don't pee in the woods.
This is a lightning round, kids.
All right, round
this
number three.
Really a lightning round. I will cut you no slack in this round. Ernest.
Yes,
Ernest,
God.
Step up, please.
Yes, radio guy.
Ernest has removed one item of clothing. He has three left.
What show did CBS follow with Murder, She Wrote?
Lightning round, Ernest.
Ernest.
Don't know.
Well, now it says 60 Minutes, but wasn't 60 Minutes on before?
60 Minutes was before.
Oh, follow. Oh, sorry, you lose.
Item you number lose. Two, Ernest, what will be coming off?
Mike Calvin's.
Oh!
Oh, no. Oh, listen. He had a third pair of underpants.
Thank God.
This guy, how many pairs of underpants did you wear today?
God, Ernest.
It's like layer after layer after layer.
There was a panic in the guy's room there when he was dropping drops.
There was a panic in the girl's room when he was dropping them. Josie.
Josie, step up to the microphone.
Josie.
Yeah.
Josie. Just say something to you, Josie, that I think that you were talking yourself way down during the commercial break.
Yes, and that you shouldn't be
saying?
That hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I've seen enough to judge.
You have Thank a you. Fine form, Josie, and you should be proud of that.
Thank you.
Now, don't you agree, ladies and guys?
Yeah!
And speaking of that fine form, she has removed, fortunately, two items of clothing.
So she has two left.
That's
she
right.
has her bra and her panties.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of Blake's major corporation on Dynasty? It's a lightning round.
Lightning round.
It was called.
Yes. It was Denver Carrington.
And Josie, you are the first individual to remove three items of clothing.
You have your panty, and you've already tricked me one time, Josie.
That's right. It's a choice of two, Josie. What's it going to be?
Either your panties or your bra. Josie.
This is a major thought process she's going through here.
Okay, it'll be the bra.
Be the bra, Josie.
From the front.
Josie.
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 She's going into the corner.
Josie.
She's checking them. And there we go.
Oh, and a piercing.
A piercing.
A piercing.
Way to go. Way to go.
Hey, Cameron.
And you were talking yourself down.
Yeah, Josie, come on.
Come on, Josie.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Hey. Like Anthony Quinn. Hey, Jim.
Fantastic.
Hey, Don.
The tree is ripe with fruit.
Jim. One talk show host advised his audience, be suspicious of any doctor who tries to take your temperature with his finger. What talk show host said that?
That would be Jerry Springer.
No, that would be David Letterman.
Item number three, Jim, what are you going to be removing? It's your third item of clothing.
The shorts.
Shorts. Hey. I love the reaction.
Emily. Emily.
Hi, Emily.
How many you got left, Emily?
She's down to two items of clothing, Don.
I tell you, having this four items of clothes has really moved this game along.
As I said before, it is fantastic.
What former New York Knicks basketball player became a member of Congress?
It's a very easy question.
This is so easy. My dog could get this one right.
Simple question, Emily.
Emily, and it's the lightning round.
I'd like to point out this might be the second softball question you've received.
Emily, because I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, it's Bill Bradley.
And that means item number three, what will you be removing, Emily?
She's down to just her shirt and her underpants, which look like the pattern my mom had on her couch.
You have a choice to make here, Emily.
Is that a bad thing?
No, that's a real nice thing. I'd like to take a nap on that couch. I used to do a lot of sleeping on that couch.
I'm going to take off my shirt.
The shirt!
But don't get excited.
You mean your shirt? Your underpants or your... Oh, the shirt.
The shirt.
The shirt
is coming off here. And once again, Emily was another person running herself down, and she shouldn't have been doing that.
That's right. And listen, if you're out driving your car tonight, make sure it gets real dark. You turn your high beams on.
Steve Areno.
Yeah,
Steve. Steve's actually had one correct answer, so he's got three items left.
What? Steve, what TV cartoons theme song urges get yourself all set, tune up your TV set?
Lightning round, Steve.
Steve. You don't know Steve? Huckleberry Hound.
Item number two, Steve. What's coming on?
What is it, Steve? Steve, we can't. You got to say it.
It's Steve. Radio, Steve.
Shoe.
Steve.
Shoes on feet.
Me Bizarro Steve.
Shoes am good.
All right, Kendra.
Kendra, how many you got left? Three? She has her shorts, her underpants, and her bra. And remember, Kendra has poison ivy on her butt.
Yes, and Kendra has been fortunate enough to have one correct answer so far.
What two colors are Superman's insignia?
Red and yellow.
Red and yellow, yeah.
That's your second correct answer, Kendra.
Very good.
Good job. And it's time for Tom.
Tom.
My boy.
My boy. How many you got left there, Tom?
Three.
Three. Tom?
Great.
What berry is said to produce more food per acre per period of time than any other? What berry? And it is not Marion.
Strawberry.
Strawberry is correct.
That is your second correct answer. Way
to
go.
Into that one. Hey, Lori.
Lori is down to two items of clothing, and she is begging for mercy.
Now, you're the one that asked for harder questions, right?
Hey, can you do that begging?
You guys are kings of sarcasm.
Can you do that begging for mercy again one more time? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you a really easy one.
Thank
okay?
you very much.
What Big 8 team lost its seventh consecutive bowl game on January 1st, 1994?
Big 8 team?
Big 8.
Big 8. That would be Tennessee.
No. You're such a girl. No, that's Nebraska.
And, Lori, that means it's time for another item, your third item of clothing. What will be coming on?
What is it? It's either your shirt or your pants.
Annie.
The bra.
She doesn't have a bra on, Mike.
I think everyone can see that she doesn't have a bra on. All right. And yeah. All right. Thank you for turning the temperature down in here, Doc.
Do I make you horny?
Okay.
Wow. Fantastic.
Ariel.
Yes, Don?
Ariel. Hello, Ariel.
Hi.
Ariel is down to three items of clothing. No, I'm sorry. Two items of clothing.
Ariel, yes. What does IQ stand for? There's something fabulous about doing a show where there's one, two, three, four topless girls in here right now.
It's a great country, isn't it?
Ariel, I just gave you, it stands for intelligence quotient.
And that's your third item of clothing. What's going to come off, Ariel?
Look at those underpants.
Right.
Hey, listen, watch the barn door there.
What's
hey,
that?
Look at that.
What's that?
I swear to God, he's got a chubby. Hey, come here, Ariel, come here. Look at him.
Oh, God.
Come back up here. Did you see that?
No.
Someone's poking their head out of the barn.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Oh, man.
Gross.
Yeah, everybody reacted the same way. Oh, God, no.
Neoma. Neoma,
mm-hmm.
What nation hosts the Taj Mahal?
What nation hosts the Taj Mahal?
Yes.
India.
India, yes.
That
all
is
right.
Your second correct answer. Way to go, Neoma.
All right, Jay, who is not gay?
Jay has two items of clothing remaining.
Yeah.
Jay, who explained to Andy of Mayberry, water and air is free, we don't charge for it? Who said that to Andy of Mayberry?
That'd be Goober?
No, that was Gomer.
And that's item number three, Jay. What's coming off?
Gomer. Wasn't it Gomer? Gomer Powell is a different show.
Listen, I tell you what. If you would like to challenge me right now on this, you're out. It says Gomer. Do you want to see the card?
Jay, I'd like to point out to you that both Gomer and Goober Pyle started in Mayberry. Gomer Pyle started in Mayberry.
Listen, you're out of the game. I don't like your attitude.
There you
go. Take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off.
Don't screw with LQ. Like I would make it up because I want him to hang around.
Jay is now removing his items of clothing. Yeah. Way to go, Jay.
We'll make you horny.
Jay, that's our first disqualification.
There you go. Rob, if you would give him that card as a souvenir.
There you go.
All right, and Jay is gone.
Jay is out of the game. He only had one item of clothing left.
I just give you the questions on the card.
That was right, and that was with Gomer was in Mayberry before Gomer Pyle.
The Pyle boys.
Pyle boys, Goober and Gomer.
So how about that, Christine, huh?
Wow.
Hi, Christine.
How you doing?
That was quite interesting.
Christine Don would have two items of clothing left and be one of our topless contestants.
Except you wouldn't know it the way that she's holding her arms in front of herself.
Well, I could always put their hair down. How's
there
that?
You go.
Oh, Lady Godiva look.
Give me something easy, please, Don. You've been killing me here.
All right. What sitcom centers on a robot in the shape of a little girl? Lightning round. Oh dear.
Jeez.
Small wonder.
And time for item number three.
I had the theme song in my head.
Like the worst show of all time.
You must remove your third item of clothing, Christine.
I guess that should be shoes, huh?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Would that mean you're not wearing underwear, Christine?
Well, that means everything else comes off all at once.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, wait. All right, that's okay.
That's
legal. You're going to take your pants and your underpants off at once.
Yes, that's right.
I was the first one to go topless. Give me a break.
That's okay. Right, Christine. You got it.
And that's fantastic.
That's like Scott.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, Scott, doing great. You having a good time?
Having a great time, Don.
And look at the ladies. You know, Scott, you are the ladies' man.
Thank you, Don.
They're gathering around the window.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don. They're coming out with me later tonight.
Thank you, Don. What became the biggest use for aluminum starting in 1960?
Aluminum cans, Don?
Yes, that is correct.
That is Scott's first correct answer.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome. Scott. And.
Thank you, Don.
And.
Hello.
And what movie rating would Basic Instinct be had 45 seconds not been edited out?
X.
No, I'm sorry. That would be NC-17.
And that's item number two.
I didn't know they had it back then.
Number two item. What's coming off, Ann?
The shorts.
Shorts coming off here, boss.
Hold on. Let's wait for this.
Let's see if the underwear is matching.
First.
All right. This is
your wedges.
All right. And.
Hey.
Yeah. Matching.
A nice matching set.
Matching. Ben.
Yeah. There you go.
The boys seem to enjoy that.
Now, are you wearing, listen, is that a lesbian thing? Are you wearing work boots?
Yes, I am. And yes, it is.
Yes, she is. And yes, it is. Okay, Rick.
Rick is down to three items of clothing.
Oh, this could be it for Rick, then, right?
No, he's down to three. I'm sorry, he's got three items remaining.
Oh, I see you. Rick, what mountain range runs 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine?
The Appalachians?
The Appalachians, that's correct.
That is his second, and that's the end of the third round, Bob.
Oh, boy. Now, we lost Jay.
Yeah, Jay was disqualified. That would be the first disqualification ever on Strip Trivia.
Like I'm going to lie. If it's Goomer, I would tell you it's Goober. It was Gomer, man.
He had a bad attitude, and he should have been thrown out of the game.
Jay wasn't gay, and he was. Mike, who's got what? Let me ask you this.
Yes.
As we go to the break, who's in the most danger of being naked in our next round?
I will give you the names of all the contestants who are down to their last. Okay. We have Josie, Jim, Emily, Lori, Ariel, Christine, and that would be it. All those people have only one item of clothing left.
All right, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. And we'll be back with more of the Edmund Summer Strip Trivia in a second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Okay, can you see by the gong going on? Over the rampart we watch. We'll go gambling and swimming and the life is reckless. The bomb is singing and the clues are right. Drive us still there. Okay. Shoot, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on.
Hey, Dennis, do you have the right words? Yeah, I just asked him, Joe. Okay, hold on. Hold on, we're going to do it. Shut up!
Ooh, they call me Senor Charlie, the really bad mandito. I go to Taco Bell and I eat a beef burrito. Rico. Yeah, I like it.
Polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
It's our end of summer edition of Strip Trivia with a real fine bunch of humans here.
And Johnny Lightning, you have been running the game like a drill sergeant. The clothes have fallen to the floor today.
Let's continue to move this on very quickly.
Very good.
We're to round number, I don't know.
Four. Round four? Number four.
Round number four. Don't forget, first prize gets $500. Second prize, $200. Third prize, $100. We started with 15 people. 14 of them will end up totally naked. 13 of them in this hour.
And I'd like to point out that during this round, the odds are in the favor of lots of people getting totally naked.
Absolutely. And here we go. Ernest.
Hello, yeah. Ernest.
Hello. Now, Ernest?
Ernest was practically pressing his face up against the glass during the commercial break.
How many pairs of underpants did you wear here today, Ernest?
Two.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Was there boxers?
Those aren't underpants.
Well, I count them as underpants.
Okay.
So you had boxers and then two pairs of briefs underneath that.
Yes.
And you're the guy that came out to the appearance the other night with another festive pair of undies, right?
That was me, Don, and I'll be at the next Las Vegas-style show if you'll have me back.
I know that Don wants to have you back.
Oh, do I, Mike?
That's right. Paul Miner.
What theme park's logo has the outline of a dolphin in its O?
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld,
that
yes.
is your second correct answer, which unfortunately means Ernest will be with us a little longer.
And that is not like Kathy Lee Gifford World. It's not Sea like the Sea word. It's S-E-A.
There you go.
SeaWorld. Josie.
Josie. Hi, Josie is down to her last item of clothing.
Oh,
now.
This could be it for Josie. And Josie, you didn't tell us that you were you got like earrings in your nipples. What, Josie?
It was a big secret.
A piercing, which would indicate that she is a little bit wild.
What Stooges' daughter and grandson were accused of improperly withholding Three Stooges' profits in a civil complaint? Well, it's real easy. Pick one of the Three Stooges.
Yeah, I mean, see, you got a good chance here.
Pick one of the Three Stooges.
Groucho.
It's time for you to get totally naked, Josie.
It's Mo.
Mo. Mo Three Stooges.
Yes, right.
Not the Marx Brothers.
He said Groucho.
Sorry about that, Josie.
Josie.
But Josie, you've been a fantastic contestant. Hasn't she been great, everybody?
She sure has.
No.
Josie.
Time for you to get totally naked.
Naked.
All right. And she's down to her panties.
She's been walking around without a shirt on for a half hour. She's very comfortable with that part of it.
Yes, she is. And she is making us wait a little bit. This is a show we don't necessarily mind.
And Josie's one of the girls during the break that was asking me all about my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that always makes it special,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Oh, you must have a great... You must have a great marriage. Your wife is so together. I love hearing your wife on the show. I'm like, oh, shut up about my wife.
Oh, Don, you know one thing I didn't point out?
What's that?
Josie still has her panties on.
Josie. Come on, Josie.
Go, Josie.
Go, girlfriend. Go.
Josie. Josie.
Josie.
Josie.
Josie.
And,
come on,
Josie.
And.
Josie.
And. Take it off.
And she
nope, she still hasn't done it.
She still hasn't done it.
Josie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Help me.
Wait a minute. And the lesbian has volunteered to help take off her underpants.
We almost had a moment there, and now, Josie.
They're almost off, Josie.
Josie, what was that cartoon of old?
Come on, Josie.
Josie, let us see.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Come on, Josie. All right, Josie. We have the drum roll. No pressure.
Yeah.
Pull them down.
I can't.
Pull them down.
Uh-oh.
If you can't pull down, Ann will help. Oh, wait, hold on. It's not Ann that says she will help.
Oh, would that be Christine? Christine, now why are you over here? Are you trying to get her to...
Are you a lesbian, Christine?
Lock me!
All right.
Well, all these girls want to help her.
Josie is having a great deal of trouble removing her last item of clothing.
Josie!
All right, how about we give you a three count? That'll make it easier for you. Ready? Everybody,
one, two, three, hey!
There you go. All right. Very liberating.
All right.
All right.
And then there were 13, Don.
Bye, Josie. Oh, I liked having Josie around.
I did too, and you know, that little delay, that wasn't bad at all.
All right. Jimbo.
Hello, Jim.
Should be me.
How many you got left there, Jim?
Down to his last.
He's down to his last also, all right? Let me get the question ready here.
Get the question ready. More toys, your toes are going to fall to the floor.
What soap opera? What are you girls laughing at? Are you laughing at him?
Belly roll.
Oh, they're laughing at your belly.
Oh, he's doing a belly roll for him.
Oh.
Boy, we're going to miss that.
Boy. What private eye is given a hard time by Police Sergeant Dennis Becker? Becker, I hardly knew her.
This would be a lightning round also, Jim.
Who is Magnum?
No, it's what's his name? It's Rockford, Jim Rockford.
And Jim, it's time for you to get naked. That's the first time. No hesitation from Jim.
Remember the teeny weeny club. He's out of there. I cannot tell a lie.
And then there were 12.
We'll give him a nice magnifying glass for a parting gift. All right, and Jim is gone.
Yep.
Now we have shy Emily.
Yes.
Hello, Emily.
Emily, who is down to those panties with the pattern of my mom's sofa.
I was hoping to get one right.
Well, let's see.
We'll see what happens, Emily. I should point out you have gotten a couple of easy questions.
You've got some real softballs.
Yes, for us, I suppose. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I suppose.
Which of the Three Stooges started out as Harry Horowitz? The answer is not Groucho.
Or Zeppo.
Lightning round. Emily.
See, I'm thinking the Marx Brothers, too.
Emily.
Curly.
It's Mo again.
It's Mo, and it's time for you to get totally naked, Emily.
Emily.
You're down to your last. She takes a swig of water.
Big sip of water. Here
and
she goes.
The sofa panties are on.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo.
Oh, and a tattoo, Mike. Nicely done.
And a very nice done.
A tattoo, it looked like a pelican on her butt.
Absolutely wonderful.
All right, Emily's gone.
And then there were 11.
We'll miss you, Emily.
Steve.
Woo.
Save.
How many is Steve?
He's got two items of clothing.
Why is Steve drawing such a crowd? That is not a toupee, right, Steve?
Maybe they like older men, Don.
What can I do to prove it? Okay.
Comb it so it doesn't look like a cow patty.
Which way does Ralph Cramden's apartment door open? In or out? Lightning round.
Lightning round, Steve.
Steve.
In.
No, it's out.
Item number 3, what's coming off, Steve?
Shirt.
Shirt's coming off here. All right.
Sexy
Stevie.
Kendra.
Kendra is down. Oh, Kendra, you've had a very good round. You actually have 3 items of clothing remaining. It might be time for a difficult question for you.
We're all waiting to see that poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra, Who was the only player to win more than 100 singles matches at the U.S. Open?
No giving her the answer, please.
I don't think anybody in this room knows the answer.
And it is a lightning round.
I don't have any
answer. It's what's her name? I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Martina Navratilova?
No, the other one.
Chris Everett?
Yes.
And Kendra, it's time for you to remove your second item of clothing. What will you be taking off?
Kendra?
This is a bit of a thought process for Kendra.
What do you say, Kendra?
Please, and Kendra, step up to the microphone so everybody can hear.
What is your choice, Kendra?
No, why do you want me to listen to them? I'm going to go with the...
Shorts.
Shorts are coming off, and we might see some evidence of poison ivy here. Okay.
She says she got it on her butt.
All right.
She went to the bathroom in the woods.
All right.
Well, that's a very smart
idea. Very nice. Very nice.
Whoa.
The poison ivy isn't that bad.
Hey, Tom. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Step on up.
I'm stepping.
Very popular Tom steps up.
Tom has had a very good round also. He has three items of clothing remaining to be taken off.
Tom, what musical instrument is known as a licorice stick? Wrap your lips around the licorice stick and blow.
Oh, my goodness. A flute?
No, it's the clarinet.
Item number two, Tom, what are you going to be taking off?
The shirt.
Shirt.
Shirt's coming off here.
Shirt's coming off. And
Wow.
Very pretty.
Oh, my.
Lori.
Hi, Lori. It's Perky Lori.
Lori needs to come out of her shell.
Oh, Lori, you're having a great time, aren't you?
Lori, what is the term for the runner who runs the last leg of a relay race?
Oh.
Lightning round. It's the anchor.
The anchor. And Lori, that means it's time for you now to get naked.
Something tells me Lori won't have quite the dilemma
that Emily did and Josie did. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The boys enjoyed that. And there were 10. What a game we're having today.
You know, you see things you would never picture. You see someone walking down the street and you never picture what's going on.
Absolutely not.
All right. So that's it. Goodbye.
We're down to 10 now, and Ariel is next in line.
Ariel?
Yes.
Oh, Ariel. Come on, Ariel.
Bye, Emily.
How many you got? Ariel, is this it for you, my
this
friend?
This is it for him. Yes. He's very excited about the game, though.
Ariel, what amendment to the Constitution guarantees freedom of speech and religion?
The Fifth Amendment.
Say it again, please.
The Fifth Amendment.
Hold up a finger, please. I can't tell what number
the
you're
Fifth
saying.
Fifth Amendment.
First, yeah.
All right, that's your first correct answer. That means Ariel is with us for another round.
Yay!
I know. All right, Neoma.
Not very happy about that.
Neoma's had another good game. She has three items of clothing remaining.
That's right.
Neoma. I'm going to give you an easy one. What NBC sportscaster's favorite expression is, oh my?
I have no idea.
I didn't ask you. It's Dick Enberg.
And item number two, what's coming off, Neoma?
The panties.
Now, she has on a slip. Yes. Do you have a bra on also? So just a slip.
Oh, all right.
How am I supposed to get this off?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of up to you.
That's right. We're just standing by. Well, you take care of it.
Would you like some salad tongs?
There we go. And the panties are off. Free. Fascinating. Fascinating, the clothing configurations we see on Strip Trivia.
All right, Jay was gone. That means Christine is next.
That's right. Christine is down to her last.
Christine.
Christine thought she had another, like, little break there. Oh, well.
No, hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Christine,
be nice to me, please.
Who was referred to as Honest Abe?
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, yeah.
Way to go. Softball question for Christine.
Thank you, John. I love you.
Thank you.
And Scott, Scott has actually two items of clothing remaining.
Nothing wrong with having Christine hang around for another round.
I see no problem with that.
What's Australian for beer, according to TV ads? I gave you an easy one. Foster's.
Foster's. And it's item number three. What's coming off, Scott?
Pants. So we really got to move it. Take your pants off real fast.
Yeah, we've actually, the people that are remaining, we've got some people that are doing okay.
Okay, Ann, while he takes his pants off, Ann, step up, please.
She has two items of clothing remaining.
Ann, which of the Young and the Restless Foster boys is a doctor? Greg or Snapper? This is from Young and the Restless.
50% chance,
Ann. I don't know, but I'll guess Snapper.
Snapper is correct.
That's your second correct answer.
Snapper, I hardly knew her. And Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Just on.
Rick's got three items remaining.
Rick, what Western blew the George Gobel show off the air?
Bonanza?
Bonanza? No, it's Gunsmoke.
Item number two, what's coming off, Rick?
Shirt coming off.
Shirt!
All right, now we've had some nakedity already. Some, I guess nudity would be the word that you
I like nakedity.
Nakedity.
Sure have some nakedity.
That's a big teaspoon of nakedity. Well, we've had a lot of it thus far today. Who's closest to experiencing more nakedity in our next break?
Teetering on the edge of nakedity right now, Steve, also Ariel, also Christine, and the rest of our contestants have two items remaining.
All right, we'll fix that. Stay right there, and we will be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Move on to Final Jeopardy. That should be a lot of fun. And the category is The Federalist Papers. Wait, you know what? I'm sorry, that's my bad. That's for regular Jeopardy that we're taping later today. Your category is horses. All you have to do is tell me, are horses pretty? Mr. Connery,
we meet again.
Let's see your answer. I guess that's your wager. A buck. Fine. And your answer is butter. Butter. I don't get it.
Oh, I think you do, Travati.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what we're living in. Let me tell you.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Guys, during the break, did you put your clothes back on?
No.
No, I guess it's... Because the women who are putting their clothes back on during the break, then as we go on the air, they all stand and they take them off right away.
They're all troopers, Don. They're doing it the way it's supposed to be done.
All right, now, guys, we're running a little late.
Round number five, coming up.
This has to be the Johnny Lightningest of all lightning rounds. If you don't answer right away, you're out of there.
That's right, and Ernest is our first one, and he has two items of clothing remaining, actually.
Ernest.
Yes.
Step up, Ernest.
Yes.
What planet was NASA's observer going to when a faulty transistor rendered it lost in space?
Jupiter.
No. Mars.
Item number three. What's coming off, Ernest? Shirt. Real quick. Shirt.
Steve. Right. Steve. Step up, Steve.
Yo. Steve's next in line.
Steve. What 40-year-old slugger batted 358 in 1958?
This could be it for Steve.
I'll give you a hint. He's a fag. That's a joke just for Mike. I'm sorry. Oh. It's Ted Williams.
All right. You're down. You're naked now, Steve. That was nasty.
Oh!
Oh, yes.
Ow!
Poo Tinky.
Ow! Oh.
Sorry, Lord Quizmaster. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Ow! I'm blind.
I am turning to stone.
I can't see.
Wow.
Okay. Is Tom next? Or
Kendra.
Oh, Kendra.
Kendra is down. She has two items of clothing, her bra and panties, and evidence of poison ivy.
Did we see that? Turn around. Let's see.
Right, where is it? There it is.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Very bad.
Poison ivy on a bottom. Which honeymooner's brainstorm was diet pizza?
I'm sorry, what?
Which honeymooner's brainstorm was diet pizza from the TV show The Honeymooners?
Lightning round, Kendra.
That would be Ralph Kramden.
Item number three, Kendra, what will you be removing?
My bra.
The bra
Her
will
bra.
Be coming off now. The bra.
Suddenly the pace of the show no longer matters.
It doesn't matter. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Sorry, boys. You wanted to cover up going by the window.
Very surprising.
Wow.
You wouldn't have known that.
Boy, lots of surprises on Strip Trivia.
That's why you should always, when you go to the grocery store, squeeze the melons.
And Tom
and make sure they're fresh.
Tom.
Yes.
Hey, Tom. How many you got left there, Tom?
I got two.
Two items left.
Tom, what life-saving technique is abbreviated CPR? In other words, what does CPR stand for?
Cardiac pulmonary resuscitation.
And that would be right if it was cardiac. It's cardio.
Item number three. What's coming off, Tom?
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Good genes.
Genes.
All right. That's item number three.
Genes. Thank you, Tom.
And our Israeli friend Ariel is next.
Ariel.
Yes.
He's down to his last, Don.
Oh, this could be it for you. Now, listen, you're Jewish, so are you, you know what I mean? You fixed? Are you
just like you. Just like you.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll find out.
Are you circumcised or uncircumcised?
Just like you.
Circumcised.
What's the most common cause of accidental death in the home?
How the fuck?
No, it's falling down.
And that's it for you, Ariel. It's time for your last.
You are nothing like me. Nothing like me.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
And then there were eight. Some guy's got too much hair.
We're going to call him the loom.
Okay, Neoma.
Neoma has two items of clothing remaining.
Hey, Neoma, how are you? Neoma.
Visualizing the hairball, thank you.
Neoma, what was the price of a 5-cent government postage stamp lowered to in 1851?
Lowered to?
Yes, it started at 5 cents. What did they lower it to?
Four.
Four, no. 1 cent.
Item number three, what will be coming off, Neoma?
Oh, the shoes this time, I'm afraid.
The shoes!
Yes. So then all you're left with is just
that piece of lingerie. Is there a name for that? Is there a special name for that, Neoma?
I think it's called, like, Control Fit.
Control Fit. Well, it does.
All right.
Something like that.
So she's removing her shoes.
Both. It controls and it falls.
No, it doesn't.
Totally control.
That's right. She popped out there. Oh, what a disappointment.
Christina's next, I think, isn't it?
Christina's next. That's right, Lord Quizmaster.
Christine, step up.
Down to her last item of clothing.
Christine.
Step right up here. It's a lightning round, Christine.
Christine, what 25 million selling album got deluxe CD packaging in a 20th anniversary edition? In 1993. What 25 million selling album got deluxe CD packaging in a 20th anniversary edition in 1993?
Lightning round.
I don't know.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, man, that's it for you, Christine.
Floyd, man.
Time to get naked.
Floyd.
Floyd the barber. Christine, take everything off, dude.
Christine,
lightning round.
Christina. Yeah, man. Christina. How you doing, Christina?
And she's removing all her clothing on the count of three. One, two, three. Yeah!
All right, Christina. Yeah. Bravo.
Did you
check out the tattoo?
Yes, another tattoo.
That was a loser.
Very nice applause for Christina.
We'll remember you, Christine.
All right.
Hey, Scott.
You're down to your last, Scott.
Tell me Scott is not aroused. Just look.
Oh,
that's just the way it fits.
Sure
it
is.
Oh, jeez.
Sure it is. You made me want to throw up over here.
Oh,
Scott.
My God.
What All in the Family character died of a stroke?
Do you want his stage name or his real name?
Speaking of stroke. Yes.
It'd be Meathead?
No, it's Edith Bunker.
You're out of there. Get naked there, Scott.
Edith Bunker.
Down to his God, are we resembling a pointer dog right now?
My eyes are bleeding.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Man, what a game.
Okay, Scott is gone.
And then there were six.
Ann.
She is down to two items of clothing, one of our leaders.
Ann, what? Who? Where?
How?
What were the talking heads burning down?
Burning down the house, baby.
Burning down the house. That's correct.
That is Ann, our lesbian friend's third correct answer. Way to go, Ann.
And that means Rick.
Rick is also down to two items of clothing.
Rick, yes. Who had pneumonia and a temperature of 103 when he hosted the Oscars in 1992?
Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal is correct.
Another correct answer. That's the end of round number five.
I just got the great message from Rob that Frida called to say that she's out of range and can't hear the show and just wanted to see how everything was going.
Well, I guess I picked the perfect night to have my wife pick me up in the parking lot tonight.
It's not good for the town crier.
I know, it's not good.
Works out okay for me, though.
I know it does.
And Rob, you told her it was a real bad show today, right?
I'm not here.
What happened to Rob?
Rob has run out. I believe Rob might very well have been chasing Josie down the street.
Guys, hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
A lot of people that have gotten naked have already left the building.
We are down to three guys and down to three girls.
Just six are left.
And here we go. Ernest, you're first.
Yes, Lord Quizmaster.
And how many does Ernest have left?
He's down to his last, Don. This is his chance to get naked.
Ernest, how many events are in a triathlon?
Three.
Yes.
All right, another correct answer for Ernest.
Way up.
Kendra, how you doing, Kendra?
Kendra is also down to her last.
Kendra with the poison ivy. Kendra, which of the two major leagues are the Chicago Cubs in? Which of the two major leagues are the Chicago Cubs in?
I don't, baseball? Like,
yes, it's baseball.
Oh, like.
It's one of two leagues. They're in the National League, Kendra.
That's it for you, Kendra. It is now time for you to get naked.
Kendra, take your pants off real fast before we have to break on the network.
1, 2, 3, go!
Go! Yeah!
Wow. Lousy, woo-woo.
Have a nice weekend.
Take care, Kendra. It's been fun.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right, so that's it for Kendra.
That's it, and then there were five.
I will finally remember Kendra.
Yes, Kendra was a fine contestant, Don.
And for those of us here on WJFK-FM, well, it's just down to us now.
And it's down to five contestants. Tom is also down to his last.
No more time constraints. No more worrying about commercials. Now we can sit back and enjoy. With the thought that Mike's wife is down in the parking lot.
All right.
Waiting to pick him up. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Is this it for you, Tom?
That's it.
Yeah, he's down to his last.
The TV show Amen. What city does it take place in? That's with George Jefferson.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, very close. It's Philadelphia.
That is it for you, Tom.
Valentine. Yeah. Oh, you got it all over me, Al. All right, Tom, it's gone. Now, listen, this is important because the three top finishers win cash today.
That's
and
right.
And we have four people left right now.
Whoever is out, the next person out will be out of the money.
All right.
One person to go, though? Would you like the person behind me?
No, can't do that, Naoma.
Naoma,
you are down to your last.
All right, no sports questions.
Naoma, no sports questions.
Okay.
How many in five U.S. viewers tuned in to find out who shot J.R.? Out of every five Americans, how many tuned in to see who shot J.R.?
Probably five.
Probably.
No.
It's only four.
Naomi, it's time for your last item of clothing to hit the floor.
All right. If it doesn't hit the floor, it'll probably bounce out of my hands. I have a little trouble getting this on.
So. All right. Here we go.
Here you go.
Taking off the... All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's struggling with... Oh, she's struggling.
She's going
to
hands for help.
For a little help.
This is like Anne's dream.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Nicely done, Naomi.
You've got to learn to come out of that shell.
Wow.
That's very liberating.
Hey, the good news for our remaining contestants, you're all in the money.
Yes. All three of you are still in the money. And Ann, you got a special treat. You got to help her off with her talk.
Always glad to help.
It's okay. A good day for you. And you've still got two items of clothing remaining.
All right, Ann. You're so butch. Ann on Miami Vice, what is Sonny Crockett's real first name? On Miami Vice.
I don't know all your Sam.
It is James.
Item number three, what will you be removing, Ann?
The lightly padded bra.
The lightly padded bra.
There we go. All right.
Yeah. Ann is down to her last, and a lot of the guys, Don, as you might notice, are still hanging around.
How about that? Go figure. Rick.
Yes.
Rick is down to two items of clothing.
Now, who's left? It's Rick?
It's Ann, Rick, and Ernest.
Ernest. So we have one girl and just these two guys.
That's right. And Rick is so far the leader because he has two items of clothing remaining.
Rick, what retail clothier makes Dockers?
Levi's.
Levi's is correct.
Another correct answer for Rick.
Ernest.
Ernest is down to his last.
Ernest. What is
it? But I still have the badge on.
That's great. Thank you.
What is a group of sheep called?
Flock.
Flock, yes.
Another correct answer for Ernest. We've got the brainy people left.
Flock you, Ernest.
And down to her last.
And. Who was the first U.S. president to grow marijuana? And it's not Bill Clinton.
George Washington.
George Washington's correct.
Another correct answer for Ann. Way to go.
I did not know that. I would think that Abe would be a big pothead.
I would have thought so, too. The beard and all done.
His stovepipe hat.
Rick. Just like Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hey, Rick. Rick.
Yes.
What Midwest state did the Ingalls leave to move to the Little House on the Prairie?
Missouri?
Missouri, no, it's Kansas.
And that's your third item. What's coming off, Rick?
The shorts.
Shorts!
All right, this is very exciting now because I should point out that each finalist has has one item of clothing remaining.
Here we go. All right. Ernest.
Yes.
Ernest. What fairy tale character destroyed himself after the queen guessed his name?
Rumpelstiltskin.
That is correct. And we don't have to see your Rumpelstiltskin.
Another correct answer from Ernest.
Ann. On Mork and Mindy, what was Mork's favorite sitcom?
I Love Lucy.
That is correct.
Way to go, Ann!
Was that a guess, Ann?
No.
That's a great guess.
Fantastic job.
Very good. Rick.
Yes.
Rick. What former attorney general's portrait hangs over the fireplace in Janet Reno's office? Is this it for Rick?
Yes, this is it. He's down to his last. We need an answer, Rick.
Rick.
Clarence Thomas.
Oh, no.
RFK, it's Bobby Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy. And Rick, it's time for you to get naked. There he goes. On a little pose as he goes out of there. But he gets money, doesn't he, Lord Quizmaster?
What do you think of that, girls, huh? I saw the girls looking at it going, Yeah, you get the $100.
$100 for Rick.
He gets $100.
We're down to Ernest and Ann.
Okay, Ernest, step up.
Yes, Lord Quizmaster.
Take a look at this guy. Look at how weird this Ernest guy is.
Do I have to?
Ernest, what Iranian dubbed the United States the Great Satan?
The Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes, that is correct.
Another correct answer for Ernest.
Ann, what TV series was nearly titled The Flagstones?
The Flintstones.
Yes.
Another correct answer. They are battling it out. Ernest.
Ernest, how many of every five American pet dogs are overweight?
Two.
Two is correct.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
That was a tough one, and Ernest came out with where did he pull that one out of, Don?
What color socks does Cliff wear on Cheers?
This is for Ann.
White.
Yes.
Another correct answer. This is a battle royale between Ernest and Ann.
Ernest, what pro sport did the bionic woman play before she became the bionic woman?
Volleyball.
No.
Tennis.
No.
Ernest is out. Our lesbian Ann is the winner. Ann, you win $500.
You are our winner. Way to go, Ann.
For you, Ann.
Good job.
And Ernest wins $200.
Fantastic job, guys.
And Rick wins $100.
And we have the pleasure of seeing Ernest get naked.
Oh, and a pleasure it was.
What a rousing edition of Strip Trivia.
Lousy woozy. Hey, a great one.
Way to go, guys.
A great one. Yeah. I'd like to just bring all these 17 people back the next time we play the game.
I think we could do that every single time. Fantastic job, you guys.
You know, I know we say a lot that everybody's the best group, but really, this group was the best group.
I think this was the best going away.
Again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tom?
Yes?
Did you complete?
Yes.
Oh, time for a nap.
That's a horrible thought. Do you know what I meant?
Yeah.
I came.
Yes, Don.
There you go.